Hallelujah. Father, we love you this morning. Oh, we are so jubilant about you, Lord. You're wonderful. You're marvelous. You're so good. You don't disappoint us. You always fulfill everything that we believe for. And so today we're centering up on healing. We thank you, Father, that every person in this place will experience a healing anointing that comes from heaven, the anointing of Jesus to heal. And we give you all the praise and all the glory for all the healing, all the miracles. We just receive it. We're going to go to the Word. We ask you to reveal the Word to us, anoint the Word to our ears, to our spirits. We believe your Word in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. We thank you for every healing. And we give you all the glory, every miracle, all the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, you know, in healing school, we just see what the Bible says about healing. And faith comes. Isn't that good that you can have healing school with your children before they go to school? You can have healing school by yourself. Hallelujah. All you need is the Word of God and the healing scriptures, and you can just take it in. Glory to God. Anytime, any place. So we're gathered together today, and we're going to look at some scriptures. Let's look at, we will just feed our spirits on the Word of God, and then we'll pray and believe God, and the Lord will manifest Himself. Hallelujah. Always. The Lord always comes to healing school. And he always lets us know he's been here. Because people always get healed. And it's just the mercy of God. So we're going to release our faith. We're going to believe everything we read in the Word. I'm going to start with Proverbs 3. And I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible. Verse 1. My son, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. That is really the first law of healing. If you want to live healed, you want to live prosperous, you want to live under the blessing, you do what God says. Now, it's like an automatic thing. You do what God says, and healing comes. Prosperity comes. What is that? Blessing that we've heard about all week. Blessing comes. It's not just, if you just depend on coming to somebody that's got a healing ministry, like we have healing school on Saturday, or you have to go to the church to get healed. You have to get an appointment with a pastor and have him pray for you. You're missing it. The best thing is to get the Word in your heart. Keep the Word in your eyes so that you can pray the prayer of faith for yourself, for your family. Faith comes by how? Hearing the Word of God. And so we stay strong in healing. You sometimes can't find the pastor. He doesn't live at the church 24 hours a day, just waiting on you to have a symptom. So we keep our faith strong in the Word of God. We feed on healing scriptures. Amen? And then we act on it. And you'll be ready to lay hands on anybody else. You can be in the beauty salon, in the shopping mall, or wherever. I pray for people everywhere. They come up and say, you know, would you pray for me? What am I going to say? No, not here. And actually, I don't mind it. I'm bold as a lion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're bold in Jesus. So this scripture says in Proverbs 3 in the Amplified, forget not my law or teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Here's what you get when you do that. For a length of days and years of a life worth living. You know, it's one thing to live a long time miserable. It's quite another thing to live a long time blessed. Years of a life worth living and tranquility or peace inward and outward. I like this part. Continuing through old age. What about 99? Would that be through old age? What about 105? Would you still be doing good at 105 according to this scripture if you were alive? Yes. Through old age. Glory to God. Till death. Okay, so this says we're going to have this blessing. Length of days, years of a life worth living, peace, inward, outward, that's in our circumstances, in our body, in our heart, continuing until we leave here. Continuing through old age. I'm not going to quit when I get 60. I passed that up 7 years ago. I'm not going to quit when I get 70 or 80 or 90 or 100 or 110 or 120. If I'm still here, I'm going to still be believing God. And you know what? If I'm still believing God, I'll still have the blessing. I'll still have exactly what this says. Peace, tranquility, outward and inward, continuing through old age. The Amplified says till death. And what is death? Death is leaving for you and me. It's leaving for everybody. It's leaving if you're not in Christ. It's leaving if you are in Christ. The thing that's different is where you're going. We're leaving and we're going to a more exciting place. A better place. A heavenly place. A place that God's had all these years to prepare for us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you're not a believer, you're going to another place, and we will not go into that today. But I'll just say, you don't want to go there. Besides that, who wants to live in the earth and not be a believer? I remember what it was like before I was a believer. You were beaten up, you were whipped, you had no answers, you had no money, no peace. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for coming into our lives. Causing us to be born over again. So, God wants us to live long and He wants us to live strong. Glory to God. Long life, strong life, all the way through old age till departure. The words of God add blessing to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's look at 16 and 18 here. It says, well, all the rest of it's good, too. 8 says, 9 says, be not wise, or 7, be not wise in your own eyes, reverently fear and worship the Lord, and turn entirely away from evil. You don't have the blessing of God in very much measure if you're going to let evil stay in your life. You know, it's one thing to get born again, but then it's another thing to live in peace and victory and blessing. And so one thing we know that the Word teaches all the way through is we should let go of the old ways and take hold of God's new ways, which bring love, joy, peace. Hallelujah. So you can't just say, okay, I want the prosperity part or I want the healing part. No, that's what it is. It's a part of a big picture. The big picture is blessing and peace and tranquility and abundance and health. Glory to God. So we take it all. Turn entirely away from evil. That's not a suggestion. That's a commandment. It shall be health when you turn away from evil. It shall be health to your nerves and sinews or your body, moistening to your bones. Hallelujah. So when we turn from evil, we walk with the Lord. We do what He says. Blessing is there. So we are going to now go to, let's look at Isaiah 40. We're just going to Cadillac through these scriptures this morning and feed ourselves before we receive our healing. Verse 40, 28. Okay. Have you not known? Have you not heard the everlasting God? I'm still reading the Amplified. The Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not faint or grow weary. There is no searching of His understanding. Now listen to you. If you're weak this morning, here's your scripture. He gives power to the faint and weary. And to him who has no might, He increases strength. Hallelujah. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall feebly stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait upon the Lord, those who wait for the Lord, who expect, look for, hope in, shall change and renew their strength and power. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Hallelujah. So, you know, you just keep renewing your strength till it's time for you to leave here. Those that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall lift their wings and mount up close to God as eagles. They shall walk. They shall run and not be weary. I don't think we're supposed to be tired, do you, according to that? I think if you do it right, you don't have to get tired. They shall, but you got to give God attention. These are people that give God attention, read His Word, stay in His Word, and then they actually do the Word. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. That's us, church. That's us. Hallelujah. We walk and we don't be weary. How come? Because we pay attention to the Lord. We attend, like Proverbs 4 says, we attend to His words. And we do the things that He tells us to do there. Bless the Lord. So look at Psalm 103. We're just going to feed on healing scriptures this morning and let faith rise up in us. And we're going to receive healing. You can do this at home. You can do this anywhere. This is the way you live all the time. Get up early enough to spend time in the Word before you hit the world out there. And it'll pay big dividends. Okay, 103. This is a familiar scripture. It's got the good things in it. Glory to God. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Now, that's our attitude. That's an attitude of gratitude. Keep an attitude. When you start complaining, you're losing out. When you start grumbling and mumbling and speaking doubt out your mouth, you know you're in trouble. So what do? You shut up. And you get back in the Word and you listen to the CDs and you go to meetings and you do whatever it takes to get your spirit man back up in ascendancy. If you're born again, you're a spirit. You have a soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions. And you live in a body. But the spirit of man is what's connected to God. And the spirit of man being strong and renewed and full of the Word of God keeps the body well, keeps the circumstances good, keeps faith on top where we can just begin at the moment. Don't wait till, you know, things are just done for before you think about the Lord. When things begin to look bad, when you see things that aren't according to what you believe in the Word of God, start going after it. Change it. Don't wait till it's cancer or something. Just go after it. Don't let anything, any sickness come in your body and live there. Glory to God. But you'll not be that way if you don't stay in the Word of God and keep your eyes on it. You'll just put up with stuff. So it says, that's why it says, forget not, this is a charge, forget not all His benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Oh, that's good, isn't it? Isn't it good that when we do wrong, we mess up, we speak ugly, we get out of love, or we act in selfishness, we can say, Lord, I repent, that wasn't right, I shouldn't have said that. I shouldn't have thought that. I shouldn't have acted that way. Please forgive me for it. We don't forget His benefits. He forgives all our iniquities. Say all of them.
All.
Woo! Who heals all thy diseases.
Amen.
Say all of them.
All.
Or as we say in Texas, all of them.
All.
Glory to God. He heals all our diseases. We bless the Lord, O my soul. You heal all my diseases. You forgive all my iniquities. Who redeems thy life from destruction? That means from accidents, earthquakes, situations, plane crashes, whatever it could be that would take your life, the scripture covers it. who redeems my life from destruction. Who does that? The Lord. I bless the Lord. He redeems my life from destruction. That could be sickness and disease. That could be somebody trying to kill you. It could be anything that would take your life. God is on the move. God is on the job. If we'll give Him place. He heals all my diseases. He redeems my life from destruction. And then on top of all that, He crowns me with loving kindness. Oh my goodness, think about it. I have peace, I have protection, and then on top of that, the loving kindness just comes on me and crowns me, envelops me, covers me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. He crowns me with loving kindness and tender mercy. He's tender toward you and me if we'll just flow with Him. If we'll give Him a place, if we'll let faith be coming out our mouth, and the only way to do that is get a word in your heart in abundance, through your eyes and your ears, in your heart, the word speaks out of your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. If it's difficult for you to have a healing confession, a safety confession, if you find other things coming out your mouth, it's a heart problem. You've got a heart problem. It's not got the word in there in abundance. Well, I know. I've been a Christian all my life. And you know this and you know that. Well, I don't care if you've been a Christian all your life or just part of your life or just yesterday. You've still got to have the word of God in your heart in abundance if it's going to come out your mouth. Glory to God. So that's up to you. How do you get it in your heart in abundance? Well, we've taught in the scriptures it gets in through our eyes and our ears. What you're doing this week is getting the word. This week you're getting it in there in abundance. So you just have to keep that good work up when you go home. Well, you know, I don't have anybody to preach to me. Well, you can find somebody and you have a Bible. And you have the Holy Spirit. He is the best teacher in the church, after all. Everybody else that teaches just follows Him. Hallelujah. You could get it direct. But you'd have to put your eyes and your ears on the Word of God. So this is just a done deal here for us. All we have to do is receive it. He satisfies us with loving kindness and tender mercy. He redeems our life from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies. Now you'll like this as you get older, this next one, number 5. Who satisfies thy mouth with good, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. See, they know. I mean, they know. They're out there. We know. We know. Like Leroy used to say, you know. Well, we know it's good to have our youth renewed like the eagles. Hallelujah. I mean, my youth renewed like the eagles. I've been believing for this for a long time. I feel good. I don't have any, I'm not on any prescription drugs. I don't need any prescription drugs. I don't need any uppers. I wake up up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't need any downers because I don't want to go down. I want to go up. Keep going up. Glory to God. Whatever you dare to take from the Word of God, you can have. Who satisfies thy mouth with good. Now that means our mouth's going to be having to speak good. You can't be talking old and get your youth renewed. You can't be talking sick and live in healing. You can't be talking recession and live in blessing. You can't be talking poverty and live in blessing. So what do we talk? We say what God says. We talk the Word of God. You say, well, I don't know where all those scriptures are. Well, you better get busy. We all didn't know where they were when we started. But the more we walked in it, and the more we said it, and the more they came to our rescue, the more they were in our hearts and in our minds and out our mouth. Hallelujah. So it's a whole big picture of a blessed life is an obedient life. You know, you could, I'm sure there are probably people in the audience today who have been drugged in here by somebody that really loves you. And you're thinking, I'm not going to do all that. I can't do that. I can't get up early in the morning, spend time in the Word, and I can't do this, and I can't say things right all the time. You could if you wanted to. The Spirit of God would help you. But you know, the Lord leaves it up to us. If we don't want a blessed life, we can go on living like the devil. If we don't want things to work out, to be feel good in the morning when we get up without pain, without having to take pills, without being depressed, you can go on and live a natural life. But if you want to be free, you're going to have to walk in the truth, the Bible says. You'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. So our youth's renewed like the eagles. I like that. Ken and I depend on that. You know, I'm married to this young man. I have to keep myself going. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses and his acts unto the children of men. The Lord, this is a great scripture. Oh, this is where it all comes from. This is why all these good things are available to us. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger. Aren't we glad? And plenteous in mercy. He's got lots of mercy. He's slow to anger. God put, you know, I don't know if it's from this scripture or another one, but the Amplified Bible says somewhere, God is extraordinarily patient. Isn't that the truth? Just look at all he puts up with every day over the whole world. He is extraordinarily patient. And we thank you, Jesus, that you're that way. He's gracious. He's slow to anger. He's plenteous in mercy. Hallelujah. So those are some things that keep us going. Our youth renewed like the eagles. I love that idea myself. Our youth is renewed like the eagles. Let me see if I have a few things I can add to that. Deuteronomy 4:40 in the New Living says, "If you obey all the decrees and commands I'm giving you today, all will be well with you and your children." Boy, that is a big statement, isn't it? If you obey, all will be well with you. I'm giving you these instructions so you will enjoy a long life in the land. Hallelujah. In the land the Lord, your God, is giving you for all time. Well, we're not a nation believing for a nation, but our land, our life, the blessing. You know, the longer, if you're walking in blessing, the longer you live, the more blessing accumulates. And the better it gets. And that's what this says. You will enjoy a long life in the Lord. Glory to God. You will enjoy life, in other words, for a long time. Hallelujah. It's one thing to live for a long time. It's another thing to enjoy life for a long time. But we with God can enjoy life. Ken and I enjoy life more every year. I mean, we just continually enjoy life more. Why is that? Because we keep growing. We stay in the Word. We keep learning new things. Life just gets better. Blessings accumulate. What can I say? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we enjoy life for a long time. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's look at Deuteronomy 5, 8 and 9. We're just Cadillacing along here, receiving good things this morning that belong to us all the time. Deuteronomy 5, 8, and 9 says, whoops, was that what I wanted about a graven image? No, that's a good one, but I don't think that's what I was looking for. I was looking for one on love the Lord. Where is it? I don't see it. But I'll just tell you this. You're supposed to love the Lord with all your heart. That means all your being, hallelujah, glory to God. And You can't have a graven image before you and love the Lord with all your heart. So whatever would come up in your life and you know this is not right, but I want it, that would qualify for a graven image. We're not going to walk in blessing unless God is the first place in our life. And His Word is first place in our lives. And as we spend time in the Word every day, we spend time in the Word every day, and every day we let the Word talk to us. And we don't, when we see something in there, we don't think, well, you know, so-and-so really needs that. No, we're looking for what we need in the Word. The Word corrects us, exhorts us, inspires us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't care how long you study it. It never gets old. It never quits ministering to you. You can know it, and then you can know it better. And you can read the Scripture, and you can, the blessing will come. You say, okay, Lord, let it correct you. Okay, Lord, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'll do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He said, I lavish my love on those who love me and obey my commandments for 1,000 generations. And then He gave us the 10 commandments. Why did He give us those things to do? Because that's what makes for good. Those are good things. Those are 10 major things that the Lord says are important to your life. And so they're important to me. They're important to me, and so they're important to you. It goes both ways. And when we do what He says, we're blessed. Those are just 10 starters. Those are 10 things to get you going. And then you keep reading. Then you read the fine print. Then you keep finding other things that are deeper and a little more demanding in that. You know, you say the right words, you believe God, you walk by faith and not by sight, and all the things that you get out of the Word of God, it'll bring you victory, hallelujah. It'll bring you healing. It'll keep your body healed. So God wants us to enjoy life for a long time, that things may be well with us. Now, if you look that word up in the Hebrew, it's a primary root. It means to be well, means to be, to make well, literally sound, beautiful. The word well means all these things. Happy, successful, right, be accepted, amend, use a right, benefit, to make better, seem best, to make cheerful, be comely, find favor, give, be glad, do, make, glory to God. Good means, or goodness means to make merry, please, show kindness, make sweet, thoroughly. We have a heart for God, hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Verse 29 says, oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me or honor me and keep all my commandments always. All the commandments always. If you feel like, well, I only mess up maybe 10 times a week and I think I'm doing pretty good. That's not what the Word says. Keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them. They're talking about the children. He's talking about the children of Israel. That it might be well with them and with their children forever. But you know that's still intact. All these girls singing up here, that's all children and grandchildren. You know, all of them have been raised in the Word of God. And all of the grandchildren, all the children, all the grandchildren, they're all walking in the Word. They're all walking in the fullness of blessing. They're not looking for somewhere in the world to go. No, they've had the best of the best of walking with God because they don't know anything else. And not one of them, to the glory of God, and we give Him all the credit, not one of them has ever decided, well, I'm going to just sow some wild oats. I'm just going to go do what I want to and then I can repent. They don't want to be out there in that stupid world. They got it too good in this world. They've had it too much following God and Him talking to them and bringing them good mates and prospering them and giving them blessing. They don't want out. If they wanted out, they'd go out. But they've known blessing. Once you raise your children in blessing and they know blessing, they don't want to go to the world. And so it, but they have all been raised in the Word from children, from their youth. And that's what they want to do. And so we're grateful for that. And we're thankful for our family. We're a good family. Nobody's mad at anybody. Nobody's jealous. We're all just happy. We all just serving the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's the way it should be. Amen. So all is well with you. And it says, I am giving you these instructions so you will live in the New Living. So you will live and enjoy a long life. So if we want to know the will of God for us, is it God's will for us to die young from sickness, disease, or accident, or anything? No. Is it God's will for us to be miserable, to be depressed, to be out of it? No. To have to have a medicine so that we don't just do ourselves in? No. He wants us to have and enjoy a long life. And the Lord, and in the land, in the place, in the will of God, that He is giving you for all time, Deuteronomy says. So we know that He wants it to be well. Now that root, that word well is a primary root. It means to be, make well, beautiful, happy, successful, right, be accepted, amend, use a right, benefit, make better, seem best, make cheerful, be comely, find favor, give, be glad, do, be, make, good, goodness, be, make merry, please, show kindness, make sweet through and through or thoroughly. So it's the will of God for our lives to be sweet through and through, to be a blessing. Isn't that what we've been hearing about? That's a good description of a blessed life, isn't it? So we have a heart for God and things are well with us. The New Living Translation says, prosper forever. Hallelujah. We have a heart for God. We obey God. I mean, this is in the Bible all the way through. God says, you do what I say, you'll be blessed. And there'll be no curse come on you. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. That's ours. We take it. We believe for it. We love the Lord with all of our heart. And all is well with us. So we expect to live a long and a blessed life. A long and a blessed life. The Word of God lengthens our days. Let me just read this to you, because I'm going to read it to you in the New Living Translation. And you probably might not have yours. Now, this is a translation I read every day. I like this for my personal reading. It is a great translation. And I was going to Proverbs 14, verse 29. Now listen to this, church. You need to get this. Well, I'll start with 29. Those who control their anger. Now you say, now where are you going to get that, Gloria? Out of the Bible. Those who control their anger have great understanding. Those with a hasty temper will make mistakes. So if you like mistakes, just keep going with a hasty temper and you'll make some. But here's where I was going. A relaxed attitude lengthens life. Jealousy rots it away. Now put those two together. You could say anger makes mistakes. But a hasty temper and anger make mistakes. A relaxed attitude, peace, blessing, goodness, coolness, we could say. Cool under pressure. Cool under duress. A relaxed attitude lengthens life. Hallelujah. So you could say a peaceful attitude. Well, that's a fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace. Walking in the Spirit, walking in the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. You could say those things lengthen your life. But temper, anger, being mad, being agitated, even, you know, natural things, you know, that causes an attitude causes sickness and disease in your body. So you and I, we don't have to have those diseases that are caused by frustration and anxiety and fear and all that, because we've been delivered from all those things. We can live a relaxed, peaceful, long life based on the Word of God and what God says. Hallelujah. So, if you don't like a relaxed life and you like trouble and anxiety and being upset and being mad and losing your temper, then just keep living a normal, natural life. It's normal to be that way. Yes, it's normal. It's normal. But normal's not godly. I want to live a relaxed. I like to relax. When I leave here this week, I'm going to the mountains. Glory to God. I'm going to relax. Glory to God. That's good for you. And you know, Ken and I always are blessed when we go to the mountains because we're not thinking about everyday things you have to do. You're just, you know, you just have to eat and sleep and look out the window. And this time we're going on a motorcycle trip with our motorcycle friends, and that we do every year. The Duplantises, the Savelles, the Burks, the Caldwells. We're going to all gather, and we're going to go ride a few hours, and we're going to talk and talk the Bible. And really, we do more talking than riding, but, you know, we don't like to tell people that. We want them to think we're cool. Talking's good, though. When you're talking about the Word and you talk about the things of God, see, that's relaxing. Glory to God. Sometimes you just need to slow down and just go into the Word and quit rushing and going around busy, 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 busy. And that's really what Ken and I do on vacation. Whenever we take time off, we don't go tour places. We've seen everything we want to see. And we just go sit and relax and eat and sleep and read the Word and be blessed. Amen. Glory to God. And that, it says, lengthens your life. A relaxed attitude lengthens your life. Now let's look at, we're just going to feed on some healing scriptures, things that will get you well, keep you well. But we talked about Mark 11. We might talk about that again some. But let's look at Psalm 103. This is a familiar portion of scripture. I tell you, the Bible's got it together. You cannot... regularly spend time in the Word of God and it not affect your life. It will affect your blood pressure if you believe it. You'll quit being worried. You'll quit carrying on about what are we going to do, this recession, that recession. Your welfare was never in the government of the United States. Your welfare was never in your money. Your welfare and your well-being were never in circumstances out beyond your heart, your ears, your eyes, and your mouth, and the Word of God. That's where peace comes from. The world is always going to be in a mess, but you and I don't have to be in a mess with it because we are born again of another place. Hallelujah. We are not just citizens of this country or wherever you're from. I primarily am a citizen of heaven, according to the scripture. And that's where I get my information. And that's the headlines that I read and I believe. Now, I see other headlines. I hear the news, all that. But this is my source right here. Source. I like that Jerry preached. That was great. This is my source of information as well as prosperity. This is my source. What this says, I believe. If it says I'm blessed and all the network news says I'm not blessed and having a depression or recession or whatever they want to be having at the moment, I'm not over there. I'm over here. This is my first place right here. My first place. This is the most powerful place. This right here affects that over there. And that's what you need to get a grip on. You and I can live, we can live in the Word of God, and we can live under the blessing all of the time. And there's been a lot said about that this week, and I got a feeling we're not through yet. But it's the truth. There's the blessing and the curse. I'm reading to you these things from the Word of God. If we'll do what God says, we can be blessed, no matter what is going on around us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm here to testify it's true. We've been walking in it for a lot of years. And we started out, as we've told you already in this meeting, we weren't on the bottom of the barrel. We were under the barrel. And we couldn't see daylight. It was on top of us. The barrel was sitting on top of us. And we didn't know anything except keep. Now, you'd think you'd figure this out. But we didn't know anything except to keep doing the same dumb thing over and over and over. Borrowing money you couldn't pay. Opening charge accounts you can't afford. That's just all we knew. We did not know any other way. Buy a car, you just pay for it till it wears out, and then you keep paying for it. We did not know any other way. But we found out from the Word of God a different way. And when we did, we began to walk in it. Things began to change. Now, I mean, we didn't get out of debt overnight, but we quit charging overnight. In those days you really wrote checks more than, this is like the Stone Age, more than you used credit cards in those days. So I would write a check at the grocery store. And then when we started paying cash and we quit borrowing money, I started operating on money, cash, you know, so that the reason was because back in those days, they charged you $2 or $3 for a return check. Think of that. I mean, boy, now they pop it to you, don't they? And we didn't want to pay any more return check charges, so we started operating with just greenbacks. Glory to God. And if we didn't have any greenbacks, we didn't operate. It's simple. It's really simple. You can get all of this. But, you know, we didn't do without. We began to increase. Glory to God, we began to increase. Why? Because we saw something in the Word. Just like you can see healing in the Word, and you can see not worrying in the Word, and you can just begin to do that, and it'll just begin to work and to bless you, whatever area it's in. Hallelujah. So that's why you spend time in the Word all the time, and that's why it says this about the Word. If you obey the Word or the decrees I'm giving you today, the Lord said, all will be well with you and your children. Well, I'm here to testify that's what we did. And all is well with us and our children. And all will be well with you and your children. You just have to go after the Word of God, do what it says. And it says you'll enjoy a long life in the land. Hallelujah. Well means happy, successful, benefit, make better, marry, please, make sweet thoroughly. Isn't that good? Well means to make sweet thoroughly. And your life, in this life, in this natural body, can be made sweet thoroughly if you'll let the Lord direct your thinking, direct your words, direct your actions. The blessing will come on you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That belongs to us. We've heard about the blessing, and the blessing, you know, is for everybody who will receive it. But the blessing works and manifests as we obey the Word of God. You can't have the blessing and live the curse. It's the curse that causes the curse. It's the blessing life that causes the blessing. And today, I seem to be talking about the blessing, but this is really a healing day. But that is a blessing. And the Bible says all is well. The Word will wake you up in the morning and you'll think, all is well. All is well. I don't have any problems. Glory to God. God meets my needs. It works. There's lots of people that have already figured that out. And so, Psalm 103. Did we go there? We went there, didn't we? Glory to God. Hallelujah. The benefits. The Word has benefits, and we're taking hold of those today. Who satisfies our youth with good, so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the Word works. We put it in our eyes, in our heart. It gets in our eyes. It goes in our ears. It gets in our heart. It comes out our mouth, and it brings blessing. Let's look at some things in Psalm 91. Now, in Psalm 91, I have so many little things in here. It's just, you would be amazed at how much you can write on the margin of your Bible. But I'm telling you, it's got it all. This is the person that gets to enjoy all these blessings. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide, live, dwell, remain under, and the Hebrew says lodge there in the margin, shall lodge under the shadow of the Almighty. So that's just another way of saying what we're saying this morning. If you want things to be well with you, you do what God says. If you want to be under that shadow, you abide. That means you obey, you do, you stay. You stay under the shadow, the blessing stays in your house. Glory to God. And here's how you do it. Your words are important. I will say. Abide, and I see in my margin, it means to lodge, to stay. Don't get out. Don't be going in and out. Don't just do right for a little while and then you go to be like other people. Don't hang out with people that pull you down. Hang out with people that lift you up. Hang out with people that inspire you to go up and not down. I will say of the Lord. What we say is important. Our words are what we believe. What you continually say is what you really believe. I mean, that's why you have to get your words right. You have to get your heart right so that your words are right. I will say of the Lord, I'm scared. No. I'm doomed. No. I'm broke. No. We're losing everything we have. No. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. He's my refuge in a time of trouble. He's my protection, my fortress. He's my protection in recession. He's my protection in depression. He's my protection in trouble. When trouble's around, I'm in Him. I'm in the refuge. Amen. When things are good, I'm in the refuge. I'm in there. I'm abiding in Him. I'm staying under His shadow. I'm not coming out with doubt and unbelief. I'm not coming out from under that shadow saying I'm afraid. You know, we had all this money set back and we lost it. And now what's going to happen to us? You better get on your faith. You better say, well, you know, you're not going to be happy about that, losing that money if you lost some money. You're not happy about it, but now you're not going to just throw yourself under the bus because of it. Amen. You're going to say, well, the Lord gave us that money. He'll give us some more. Amen. The Lord, how come you had that money? The blessing of the Lord. I tell you, I feel bad for people that have lost their retirement. And I mean, I'm not making light of it. It's a terrible thing. Those people, have done what the world said you need to do in order to be independent in your old age. Many of them have. And then they did what they were told to do, and somebody messed it up. And I do feel bad about that for them. But that's what the old saying is, means, water under the bridge. That water's already gone by, and now we got to regroup. Now, we can't regroup in depression, and we can't regroup in sadness and have faith. You can't be sad and have faith. You can't be depressed and have faith. You can't be negative and have faith. You either have faith or you're negative. You either are in faith or you're in unbelief. And so, what do? Well, we have a higher investment. Glory to God. Higher than a money market. Higher than stocks. Higher than what the world does to make money. We've been investing in the kingdom. Amen. We're tithers. Before we ever put money in that account over here that was supposed to take care of us, we put money in that account that actually will take care of us. Glory to God. So if you're a tither, you got a place to go. You are not without. You are not in trouble. You may have lost some money, but your tithe account is waiting on you. The blessing is out there for us. Hallelujah. So you have to just go on. Say, Lord, I don't know what to do at this point, but I believe you. I believe for the blessing. I believe to come out ahead. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I believe to come out ahead. I'm a tither. I'm a sower. And I believe and look to you as my source. The Lord can open up a new source to you in a day that you never even thought about. There might be somebody looking for you right now. You've inherited a fortune from Uncle Fuddledy Dud. You didn't even know he had any money. I mean, God's got a thousand ways to prosper us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's what we do. We trust God. We trust God with our bodies. When we're given if you're given a bad report, you look at this report. And you start to say it, and you should be saying this before you're given a bad report, but people don't always do that. But the best thing to do is stand for healing when you're well. Stand for divine health. Go over the divine health scriptures. Go over the long life, good life, strong life scriptures. Don't wait until, if you're in your 50s, don't wait until you're in your 60s and your 70s to start saying good things about strong life. If you're in your 20s, start now. I'll be strong all the days of my life. I'll walk in health all the days of my life. Jesus himself bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases, and by his stripes I was healed. Does that have an age limit on it? No, it does not. Thank the Lord. We are healed by his stripes at 20, 30, 60, 80, 100, 120. Glory to God. We're healed. It's been done. Age, it's not an age-related thing. Healing is not age-related. Sickness may be age-related, but healing is not. It's either, you're either healed or you're not healed. And the Word says you're healed. The Word says I'm healed. If the Word says Jesus bore my sicknesses and carried my diseases when I'm 20, it says it when I'm 40, it says it when I'm 60, it says it when I'm 80, 100, 120. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ken and I started getting Social Security already. You think I'm going to turn that down? No, they'll never send back all I've put in it. I don't feel the least bit bad about taking it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the Lord. Isn't God good? I mean, He's just so good. If we'll just go with Him and go with His flow. Stay in that Word. Do what He says. Hallelujah. Have a relaxed attitude. Not worried. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, a lot of people that have invested in things that they feel so bad about losing now, it's been gone for a long time. They just didn't know it. And they felt all right. But now they know it and they feel bad. So, that just tells me that we can believe God when things look good, when things look bad, and there's no need in our getting depressed. If we get a bad report, what do? We go to the Word and we get a good report. We get a more valid report. We get a more powerful report. We get a bad report from the doctor. You know, you've got this terminal disease. You've got 5 days to live. Well, you better get really busy. But you've got 5 years to live, but you know you'll die young. Nobody knows when I'm going to go but God. And so you don't just say, oh no, I've got 5 years to live, and start getting depressed about it. What do? You better get busy. That's what you better do. You better get in this and find out your lifespan and what God has for you and what He says about that sickness and that disease. You can't let other people tell you when to die. You go to the Word of God and you see what He says, and He says we ought to live long and live strong. I think we could still live to 120 with faith. And then if you weren't through, if you were really an asset to the kingdom of God, God would be very interested in you just keeping on going. Keeping on going. I finished up a new book on longevity. And I don't have the things with me now, but in my study, I read about people who live to be 120, 140, documented, yeah, really, I'm telling you the truth, documented things. And they were so interested. I don't think I've got, I'd like to read you about this one fellow, but I don't know if I have it or not. But he had children at an unusual age. Glory to God. Hell yeah, praise God, right. I was just seeing if I might could come up with it. Hallelujah. Tell it to us. Okay. I love to hear about having my youth renewed. Let me see. Let's give me a minute. Let me see if it's here. I had so many things in my little book here. I had to take some of them out. But I'll tell you where they're written up. They're in Adam Clark's commentary, which is an old set of commentaries. And I learned this from Keith Moore. I heard him talking about it. And I looked it up, and it tells about a lot of people. And this Adam Clark commentary is an old set, so it was written a long time ago. And it tells about a lot of people who lived to be an old age. I've forgotten now how old this man was when he remarried and had children, but it seems to me like it was about 120 or something like that. Yeah, glory, listen to it. Glory to God, amen. Well, I don't see it, but be sure and get the book when it comes out. Now, the Adam Clark commentary has a list of people and of how long they lived and when they died. You know, back in, these would be people back in the 1600s, 1700s, some of them. And I'm telling you, it's amazing. Glory to God. We're just listening to the wrong sources. We need to go to the Word of God. It teaches us 120, at least 120. And then, you know, we've had people in there that live hundreds and hundreds of years. Think about it. So we don't want to let our life be cut short. Not when we've got scriptures of healing. Not when we've got Isaiah saying that Jesus Himself took our sicknesses and carried our diseases, and by His stripes we were healed. We were healed. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, amen. I've got a guy up there who's going for it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God. Anyway, that book will be out in the next year or so. Now, let me see. Let's look at where do we want to go? Deuteronomy 6:18 in the New Living says, "Do what is right and good in the Lord's sight, so all will go well with you." Hallelujah. That's how you live a long time. Let's look at Deuteronomy 11:8-9. I don't think we looked at that one. Did we? "Therefore shall you keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you may be strong and go in and possess the land, and that you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give you." So we can prolong our days, and we can prolong our days and have good days. That you may prolong your days in the land which the Lord sware to give you and to your and to his seed, a land that flows with milk and honey. Glory to God. We can prolong our days in the land. How? Verse 8, "Keep all the commandments which I command you this day, that you be strong and go in and possess the land." Well, we've got to possess our land if we want to live long and strong. We can't think like the world, talk like the world, act like the world. We've got to think like the Word, act like God, talk like God, do what He says, hallelujah, believe His Word about long life, and we can live and obey it, and we can live long and strong, hallelujah. So the key to long life is to obey God. Glory to God. The blessing says, "I call heaven," in Deuteronomy 30, "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both thou and thy seed may live. Choose life that thou mayest love the Lord your God, that thou mayest obey His voice, that thou mayest cleave unto Him." Now, this is a key to long life. This is what He told them in Deuteronomy. This is still true today. You love the Lord. If you love the Lord, the Bible says you do what He says. You love the Lord. You obey His voice and cleave to Him. Cleave to Him. Cleave. What would that be saying to us? That would be saying to us, this is not a casual relationship. You don't just go to church on Sunday and expect to walk and long and strong and live healthy and be prosperous and live a long, worthy life and a life worth living. No, it says you cleave to Him. Now, the other places in the Scripture where it says cleave, it means to join. You join yourself to Him. What does it say? We become one with Him. He's in us and we're in Him and we do what He says. That's cleaving to Him. He has the last word. We know what the Word says. If you don't know what the Word says, you cannot possibly cleave. You have to know what He says. We say abide in Him in the book of John. Abide in Him. Abide, cleave. Hold fast, obey, glory to God. We cleave to Him, bless the Lord. And we live long and we live strong, that thou mayest obey His voice and that thou mayest cleave unto Him, for He is thy life. Let's just stop right there. We cleave to Him, we cleave to the Word. You know, we're Word people. That's what we say. And that's what it should be. You should walk that out in your everyday life. You cleave to Him. You cleave to His Word. And you love Him. You obey His voice. For He is thy life and the length of thy days. So I believe that how we cleave to Him and to His Word, in other words, how much we do what He says, we depend on Him, we obey Him when it's easy, when it's hard, when it's something we want to do, when it's something we don't want to do, if the Word says it's right, if the Word says do this, we take it. We cleave to Him. Whatever He says, we do. Whatever He says is right, we consider right. Whatever He says is wrong, we dump it. We're cleaving to Him. Cleaving. This word cleave is a key word. For He is thy life and the length of thy days. Now, in my study of the Word of God, I would say that is it in a nutshell. And living long, living strong, living blessed, living prosperous, living well, that word cleave. When Ken and I began to cleave to the Lord, everything depended on Him. I mean, we started out with nothing. We started out not knowing anything much, you know, as far as that goes. And then everything we learned, though, everything we saw, when it looked impossible, like, stay out of debt. Keep out of debt. We were still in that little house in Tulsa where we lived when I wouldn't unpack for 2 weeks. And we had, a roll-away bed. And by that time, we may have had a mattress, I don't know, of our own. But we didn't have anything much. We just had a table. We were like the prophet's chamber in the Bible that talks about prophet's chamber, you know, a lamp and a table, or what, a bed and a lamp and a table. Well, that was us. And so when we saw right there, we didn't have a new car. We had a good car. I'm saying a car that was running. Any car that's running is a good car if you don't have another car. And you better be glad you got it and appreciate it. And we didn't. But you know, we were just, didn't know how to get cash. We didn't know how to get cash. We'd always borrowed money you didn't pay cash for a car. You borrowed money for a car. And so, when we saw to owe no man anything but to love Him, it was a big revelation. It was a big deal. It was a gut-wrenching decision. We did not know what we know now. That's called walking by faith, when you obey God whether you know or not. You don't know how it's going to come out, but you see it in black and white, so you do it. We did not know. We didn't know anybody that didn't. We didn't know anybody that knew. We didn't know how to live without borrowed money. I married Brother Copeland in his notes. And we said, well, we'd gotten this far. We'd said, we'd already gotten and learned that the Word is God speaking. And we already had given our hearts and our souls, our will, our emotions to the work of the Lord, to do what He said, to follow Him in ministry. We'd already done that. But we saw that, and we didn't see any way that we could make the two agree. To travel, to preach, without money. We didn't know how to get money. Without a car, we didn't know how to travel, and we didn't know how to have a car, you know, without a note. And it was hard to think about that. But we already said, Lord, we'd learn this. Whatever you see in the Word, do it. We already said we'd do it. And so we had no choice but to do it. So we said, okay. We will not, we'll pay off the credit card debt, which in those days you didn't use a credit card for everything like you do now, which is a blessing. It was a blessing that we didn't have the opportunity. Or it'd probably been $100,000. But at any rate, gas cards. You had gas cards and maybe a credit card, but it's not like a billfold full of them. But we had banknotes. Then you had to go to the bank and borrow money. You didn't just say, put it on my credit card. So we had banknotes. We knew we had to pay them. We knew we had to have things to live. We didn't know how, except we saw that in the Word, so we said, okay, we won't borrow the money. We'll believe God. And, you know, we didn't know what we were going to do. And so we just kept walking it out, step by step. We had bought an old car that was paid for. I mean, an old car. And we just kept driving it. Ken started going preaching, you know, where he'd drive hours to go. We were still in Tulsa. He'd drive to West Texas to preach. And I mean, he'd have to believe God to make it. But, you know, he always made it. So God will see you through it. If you'll just go His way, you'll begin to improve. Things will begin to look up. Same thing is true in healing. You start trusting Him with your healing, and you'll begin to take word like medicine. You look at the healing scriptures, you take it like medicine, and you do the same thing in money. You look at the money scriptures, you take them like medicine. I mean, you just do it. In other words, you see it written there, you do it. We began to tithe faithfully at that same time. And that was a key to our well-being, you know. So what do? You look in the Word. You see what it says. You say, the Word is what God's saying to me. And you cleave to Him. You obey Him. You do it. You may not know how it's going to turn out. But obeying, God counts as faith. You know, faith does what God says. And you'll begin to, it'll work for you. That's all I know to tell you. God will not let you down. So here it says, choose God that you may. Choose life. Choose His way. Choose what He says. Obey His voice. Cleave to Him. For He is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell in the land. God will bring you into a good land. If you just do it step by step, whatever He says, hallelujah, glory to God. Look, Exodus 23:25 says that the Lord will fulfill the number of our days, hallelujah, glory to God. So however long, if we'll follow Him, we can live out the full number of our days. Forget not my law, but let your heart keep my commandment. For length of days, long life, and peace shall they add to you. You begin to get in the Word of God, and you begin to do what it says, and these things, these blessings will begin to take place in your life. Let your heart keep my commandments, the Amplified says. For length of days and years of a life worth living, tranquility inward and outward, continuing. There we are back to old age, through old age till death. These shall they add to you. The New Living Translation says, my child, never forget the things I've taught you. Store my commands in your heart, for they will give you a long and satisfying life. The NIV says they'll prolong your life many years and bring you prosperity. Psalm 3:8 says, salvation belongs to the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Proverbs 12:28, that was Psalm 3:8. This is Proverbs 12:28. It says, in the way of righteousness is life. In the pathway thereof, there is no death. Hallelujah.
Forgive me for...
That's perfectly
for
all right.
...interrupting here. You remember when the Word said, and Jesus perceived what was in their heart.
Mm-hmm.
This happened to me just back there.
Oh, good. Lay it on us.
And when you said, you read that scripture, you'll fulfill the length of your days.
Yeah.
And there was a big question that just floated up, and then it just floated away. And people thought it and questioned it, but got right back into the flow, and it didn't get answered.
Okay.
And that was, what's the length of my days? If I'm going to fulfill the length of my days, how am I going to know when they're done? Am I supposed to die at 65? Am I supposed to die at 75, 85? What's my target date? How do I do that? Am I just going to be walking along someday and my time was up at 4:30 in the afternoon, I fall dead on the floor? There's people, there's churches are full of people that believe that.
Well, what am I going to do, Brother Copeland, if I get in that airplane and it comes that pilot's time to die?
Well, God will keep him alive long enough to get you on the ground, Dodo.
Forgive me. Forgive me for calling you Dodo, dummy.
No, forgive me for calling you dummy.
No, but see, that's a person that has no faith in the grace of God. I mean, he's not going to do you that way, my goodness. So, let's set the target while the anointing is here, and Gloria's delivering to you is, I planned on staying in the room this morning and watching it on television. I couldn't do it. And it just got stronger and stronger at the power that is going to be over there in that room this morning. I got myself up out of that bed and got in here. Amen. And I see now why. Genesis 6, it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them. The sons of God saw daughters of men, they were fair, and they took them wives which they chose. The Lord said, My spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. That's the time. There's not this big board in heaven, and there's everybody's name, and there's 4 years over that one, and 27 years over that one, 62 yeah. years. No, there's a big 120 up there at the top. Now, that's the will of God for you.
We take it.
Take it. Now, it's telling you, Gloria is delivering to you under the anointing the word that tells you how to lengthen your days to fulfill this 120, not some strange arbitrary number out there. Do you have a body of flesh? Are you a human being? You're of the man species. 120 years is your time.
Well, that got so strong in me this morning, I just could not stay seated over there.
We're glad you came.
Now, the thing that, here's the attitude. I said, Lord, how do I set my thinking? Now, Abraham, then Isaac, then Jacob. So, this man's grandfather is Abraham. He's old, he's weak, he can't see very good, and Joseph sent for him and brought him to Egypt, and they had to take care of him, you know, and he introduced him to Pharaoh. Now, Pharaoh said to Jacob, How old are you? Now, the Egyptians, listen, they were middle-aged at 25 and 30. They didn't live long. And some of them did, but anyway. The Pharaoh said to Jacob, How old are you? Jacob said to Pharaoh, The days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130. I'm 130 years old. Now, he brought up his pilgrimage.
I don't know how to say it either.
The way he lived his life.
That's good.
That's what he's saying here. The way I've lived my life are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh.
Now, I didn't get fullness of understanding. I've been holding this before the Lord for some time. Until this morning, when the Lord rose up in me to deal with this 120-year thing and to deal with what is the set time. Right. Now, here's what he said to Pharaoh. He apologized. I thought at first he was apologizing because he was only 130. But now it says, God already said over here, the days of man shall be 120. So he's beyond that. Mm-hmm. He's apologizing for being old at 130. And he said, I didn't live this thing like my daddy and my granddaddy did. And if I'd lived like my daddy and my granddaddy did, now get really attentive, okay?
If I had lived,
now how did daddy and granddaddy live? They lived strictly under the blessing of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Now, if I'd lived like my daddy and my granddaddy did, then I would not be old, worn out, and I don't see very good. Now, wait. And then he blessed Pharaoh. He told him how he should have lived.
He blessed
him.
Oh.
He didn't just say, bless you, Pharaoh. He told him the story of the blessing. That's when Pharaoh found out what was on Joseph.
Well.
He found out why he was the richest man in the world through this Joseph man. He found out that if you stay with this thing, if you don't let your kids fight and fuss and murder, and you don't bring in a bunch of concubines and have a bunch of kids buy them, if you stay with God and you stay with His plan and you stay in the blessing of my grandfather, you don't get into this mess. And you don't get old at 130. And that's why you're so rich, Mr. Pharaoh. And that's why you made it through this famine like you have, because of the blessing that was on my grandfather. He blessed Pharaoh and he left.
Praise God.
My goodness, I couldn't stay seated back there, Gloria. Oh, my.
Hallelujah.
My.
Blessing.
And then the Lord reminded me of what Gloria had just said just a few moments before. Don't wait till you get old to try to get this done. Start when you're 20. You're 20 to start when you're in your teens. Start when you're young. That's we taught our children, and then we didn't do it for them. We made them walk in it. If you're going to get the toys you want, if you're going to get the bicycle you want, you're going to have to sow seed to get it. And don't you take some cheap job. You pick out pictures of the best in that magazine, the best in that store, the best in that book. But don't you come to mom and daddy. You go back there in that toy box and you find a seed and you go plant it to some child. You pray and the Lord show you where to get it. And you stand on the word of God and you believe God. And then you go sweep out the garage for a place to put that new bicycle because it's on the way.
Pray.
They learned that when they were 5, 6 years old. They did. They thought that's the way everybody did things.
You taught your children.
So, you pick up on this and you walk in the blessing. Now Moses comes along. See, you've already, I'm just retracking where you've been. Moses came along and he said, after God taught him, he came down the hill and he said, now listen, in order for us to walk like Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and our forefathers, in order for us to walk in that blessing, for order for us. See, they come out of Egypt, man, they didn't know nothing. They eat bugs and blood and all that, man. They just, if it tastes good, eat it. If you're in trouble, do some kind of witchy thing. They were so full of sorcery that when a child was born, they had what you and I would call witch doctors. They just plain old demon doctors. They'd stand there and dedicate that to the god of this and the god of that and the god of the cats and the dogs and the horses. And if that don't work, figure out some cat that's got a dog head on it or something. And what are they doing? They're dedicating that thing to the devil. That's the reason that they got so thrilled over that golden calf. They thought that thing come down out of heaven. Boy, you don't think they'd be that messed up, but they've been over there.
I don't know anything.
They've been over there all these years. Now, God said, let me make it simple for you.
All right, make it simple.
Here's 10 things. If you commit to this, if you'll enter into covenant with me, and these 10 things here will keep that blessing alive in your life. Don't get out from that. If you'll stay in that, you can live under my shadow. The shadow of the Almighty is that blessing wall. His shadow is not dark. His shadow is light. We think about shadow being dark because there's something in between us and the light. No. Not the shadow of the Almighty. He is light. So we're living under light, and darkness can't get in there. It's just the opposite from a world shadow. So that we're living under the light shield, the blessing of God. But now, then Jesus came along and said, let me make this even more simple for you. I know you've been struggling with them 10, and the reason you're struggling with those 10 is because you made 677 more out of them. Those are just topics, and 10 topics. But let me boil this thing down. Love the Lord your God with all your heart. That means by faith. I place my love upon you. Then your neighbor as yourself. Then you love your brethren even as I have loved you. You do your best to serve. Now, what does that do? I'm shielded now from being covetous. Mm-hmm. I'm shielded from committing murder. I'm shielded from using the Lord God's name in vain because I have to speak curse to do it. Yeah. I don't speak curse. I speak blessing.
Praise God. Amen.
God bless. You know why it's vain to say God damn a thing or another? He's not the dammer. Satan's the dammer. You just call Satan God when you said that. So, he boiled it down just simple as he could get it. You walk in love, and when you get to be 130, you don't have to apologize because Let me show you.
Love works no ill. No.
Well, I'm 72 and a half. This is the way I'm supposed to walk.
No. Barely.
No, bless God, I don't. I carry a class 2 commercial physical.
This is my jet pilot here.
I have to take a flight physical every year. I have no restrictions on it. None. Now, it makes them really nervous. It makes it, now not my examiner, because he's examined me every year for a lot of years, and he knows, he's seen me start down and then get healed and start and get healed. My blood pressure's, you know, it's 120 over 65. I think he likes to examine me. But they send these examinations, you know, into the FAA, and it kind of, it still makes them nervous because I'm not supposed to be like this at 72. But now I would have liked to have met this man before he went on to be with the Lord. He had no restrictions on his when he was 90.
Tell John him how old did he live?
John Miller flew actively with a commercial rating up into his mid-90s. And he would have kept, there wasn't anything wrong with him, but he got in a car wreck. There's a guy hit his car, and it messed him up. But what happened to him would have messed up a 40-year-old. It wasn't because he was an older man. And he had retired 3 or 4 times. He'd worked for this company for 25 years. Well, and then he was with TWA for I think 30 years, and he retired from them. And he went to work for another company and worked for them, you know, 20, 25 years, retired again. And then he went to work for another one and worked for them 20, 30 years, and he finally just grinned and quit. he didn't work for any of them anymore, and bought him a little single-engine airplane and just flew the thing all over the United States. That, oh, it makes him doctors nervous. It makes it, what if his guy just dies right in the middle of that? Well, hey, what if he's 35 and died right in the middle of it?
That's right.
We have to deal with this bold idea. I mean, I had to fight this thing. When I turned 70, it started working on my mind, and it took a while. I had to go right back to the Word. I had to stay with it, keep it in my eyes. I had to sit there and talk to Gloria about it. She'd preach longevity to me. Then I'd say, in the name of Jesus, I'm not quitting. I'm not.
That's right.
But it would just get right in my face. But thank God for the deliverance of the Word.
Yes, the Word changes everything.
Hallelujah.
The Word changes everything.
Word changes everything.
It does.
Mark Thomas said this morning that we are the sons of the source.
I like that, Mark. That was good. I heard that.
I'm over in my hotel room.
It got you up.
And my son got up here and said, we are sons of the source.
That was great.
I said, I'm out of here. My God, I can't lay here.
What am I doing laying
what
up in this bed?
Doing over here? No, my rest is over there where the Word's going for. I don't need to lay in this bed. I got up there and got an over here. And it's just ringing in my ears. We're the sons of the source of 120-year minimum.
That's right. That's right.
Now, where does that put us today in the healing flow? If God said 120, then the healing power of God has to be better than that.
Oh, yeah.
The longevity-producing anointing of God that is in the heart of every believer has got to be greater than that. But I can tell you,
because the greater one lives in us.
The greater one lives in us. And he said that. He's the one that said 120 years. He's the one that set that up. So that means there's revelation out here between 80 and 120 that you're not going to get if you don't get on this and stay here long enough to get it. Oh, sure, you'll get it in heaven, but you ain't going to get any credit for it when you get there. You get credit when you get it down here and then throw it in Satan's face, and then you begin to preach it and you begin to help somebody get their health back and change your target from 68. Gloria, I was thinking about that Social Security check. You mentioned that this morning. That's the biggest laugh I ever heard. That I'm supposed to live out my life from the time I'm 65?
Oof, to 120.
To 120? And it ain't enough money to keep my motorcycle going. You gotta be kidding me. I've got a World War II trainer open cockpit, 450 Stearman. Whoa, whoa. My Social Security check won't buy the gas for that thing, much less keep it going. But I'm not supposed to be flying at 72. I'm supposed to be sitting somewhere like this. No. I'm not making fun of old people. I'm making fun of myself because I had to go from this to this, praise God. But all I had to do was receive what God said in His Word. And it straightened me back up, straightened out my thinking, get my place in a place where I say, bless God, I'll live and not die, and I will preach the gospel of this kingdom until I do die.
Amen.
Now, one of the things that really fired me up about this was when Evelyn Roberts went home to be with the Lord. Well, Evelyn was one to make plans and put them away. Make her plans and put them away. Well, they got in there, and her plans for her funeral were in there. I mean, she did this years back, and she'd change it and then had everything ready. She didn't want anybody having any struggle with anything because she was alive on this earth. So, there, and I hear I'm supposed to deliver the memorial message at her.
According to her.
Her
notes, yeah.
Her notes. So, they just had family and friends at the graveside there and the resurrection site.
Yes,
that's not a graveyard. That's for people that ain't coming out. And they brought Oral in there. And they had to hold him on both arms, and he could hardly move. He was so stricken with this, and they set him right in front of me. Billy Joe Daugherty. They did the resurrection site service first, as per Sister Evelyn's direction. And brother, and Billy Joe was ministering. And Oral, forgive me for calling him Oral, my spiritual father, Brother Roberts, he said, come here. Billy Joe walked over there. Well, when Billy Joe walked over there,
we were right behind him.
I leaned up. I want to hear what he said. And he's talking very, he was talking like a very old man. Now, those of you that are here in the day service the other day, he didn't sound like no old man, did he? Well, he is almost exactly. His birthday is just about 6 weeks later than mine. He's almost exactly 20 years older than I am. And he said, I have just planted my most precious seed. No, I didn't use the word planted. Forgive me, Lord. I have just sown my most precious seed. The man practices his revelation. Yeah. When he came here the other day, he brought all the speakers a book and an offering. He brought all of us a seed check. He had a seed check for Gloria and one for me. And he gave each one of us a book, and he gave each one of us an offering. So, and they helped him, out. Well, then we went over for the memorial service. And they told me, they said, now, he probably won't say anything. If he does, it'd just be, you know, just a word or two. But whatever you, however you're led of the Lord, why, you just, but yeah, we just wanted you to be aware of that because he's just so emptied out. So we got down to the close of it, and I said, Brother Roberts, you want to add something to this? He said, yes, I believe I will. So they brought him a chair up there on the platform and brought him up. And now when he came in this time, they didn't have to carry him. Now remember, he sowed his seed and brought her up there. And he sat there in that chair, and his one little word turned into 45, 46 minutes. And at the close, he went from leaning on the arms of this chair to sitting up straight. And at the close of it, I tell you, Lord, he put a run in my feet. But he dropped that seed down in me that came alive in me then. Well, I was in my mid-60s, or late 60s, I guess, or so, when it's time. And he said, if you think I am going to retire to my chair and just sit here till I die, you don't know me very well. And he caught hold of the arms of that chair, and he pushed himself up, and he said, he walked out to the edge of that platform, and he said, I will preach this gospel till I die. And Hallelujah. He said it just that loud.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you. Well, now he's in his mid-90s, and he couldn't stay out of it. He couldn't just sit in his apartment. Preachers were coming in there every week, and he's preaching to them right there in the house. But he couldn't take that any longer. He decided, no, I'm going back out in the field. So he's going back to churches now.
At 92.
At 92 years old, 92 and a half. He's 93 at the end of the year.
He wrote that book, and he writes in longhand. He sits in his spot, and he writes it out word for word, word for word, word for word, word for word. And that's this new book that's coming out. He would have sat there all those hours.
Oh, yeah,
and
he wrote
written
that
it
whole
out.
Book. Well, this is the one that just got released. He wrote there's one coming out after that. That book's also finished.
He's got another one.
And he said, I thought it's time for me to go to heaven, but he said, I keep getting revelation. I got to preach it till I die.
That inspired you too, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Well, I'm here this morning.
I know it. I'm glad. Glory to God.
Thank you for letting me interrupt you this morning.
Oh, you're just welcome. The only thing is you can't go anywhere now. You're here.
What you got in mind?
Well, we're gonna have a healing service, laying on a hand service here in a minute. I'm going to read you one scripture, and then we're going to act on this word in long life. I tell you, I'm into long life. It is. Let me just read you something about that before we leave that subject. If you looked in your Amplified Bible, do I have an Amplified Bible here?
Mm.
I don't know what happened to it. Anyway, I had it. Here it is. If you looked in the Amplified Bible at Psalm 90, I believe, I think this is right.
Yes.
It has, It says in this is Psalm 90, verse 10. It says it's talking now, let's look at 7. For we Israelites in the wilderness are consumed by your anger, by your wrath. We're troubled, overwhelmed, frightened away. Our iniquities, our secret heart, and our sins, which we would so like to conceal even from ourselves, you have set in revealing light of your countenance. For all our days out here in this wilderness, says Moses, pass away in your wrath. In other words, they've been disobedient. They hadn't done what God said. So now they're in the wilderness to spend the rest of their lives. We spend our years as a tale that is told. For we adults know we're doomed to die soon without reaching Canaan. The days of our years are 70 years. 70 years. And are even, if by reason of strength, 80 years. Now the footnote down there says, in the Amplified Bible says, this psalm is credited to Moses, who is interceding with God to remove the curse which made it necessary for every Israelite over 20 years of age when they rebelled against God at Kadesh Barnea to die before reaching the promised land, Numbers 14:26-35. Moses says most of them are dying at 70 years of age. The number, now this is what you need to get, the number has often been mistaken as a set span of life for all mankind. You know, you've heard all your life, 70 or 80 years, 70
three
or 80
score
years,
and 10.
3 score and 10. Well, this is where that comes from. It was not intended to refer to anyone except those Israelites under the curse during the particular 40 years. 70 years never has been the average span of life for humanity.
Hallelujah.
It's middle age. When Jacob, the father of the 12 tribes, had reached 130 years in Genesis 47:9, he complained that he had not attained to the years of his immediate ancestors. In fact, Moses himself lived to be 120 years old. Aaron, 123, Miriam, several years older, and Joshua, 110 years of age. Notice well that in the millennium, a person dying at 100 will be still thought of as a child, Isaiah 65:20. So that 70 or 80 years baloney that's been tossed around in the church for hundreds of years, I guess,
It was for a totally disobedient people.
Yeah, and they had a sentence put on them.
Now think of that. If you can live 70, 80 years and be totally disobedient to God, what do you think you can do if you straighten up?
Be born again and fill with the Holy Ghost.
Now, that doesn't count you out if you're already 70 or 80 and your body's been going bad on you and all this kind of thing. No, you're not stuck with it because you didn't start when you're 25.
Right.
Don't start thinking that way either, because there is nothing too hard for our God. Moses thought he was done for. He thought he was through when he was 80, and God revived him, and he just come on to the point where when he was 120, his strength, he was strong, and his eye was not dim. He didn't have no restrictions on his physical. But at 80, he was almost dead. What was the difference? He was raised in Egypt. He don't know nothing about living like this.
He got a new assignment.
He got a new assignment, and God pulled him aside and told him, well, yeah, but Brother Copeland, and maybe if God would take me to heaven. No, wait a minute. You've got everything in this book that God said to Moses. You've got everything in there he said to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. And besides that, we're not living in the wilderness.
That's right.
We're in the new covenant. We're in the land of grace. Hallelujah. Amen. I saw it happen to my dad. 70 years old. The Lord supernaturally got the word over to me that I needed to minister to him. And so I did. And at this time, I didn't know, and I didn't have that understanding of what Gloria just read there.
So I called him. I said, Daddy, you've turned 70, but that don't mean you have to die. I said, under the new covenant, we have a choice. You can die if you want to
die.
He
didn't know that either.
No.
When you told him that.
I said, you can die if you want to die. You're old enough. You're 70 years old. But it's your choice. I don't mean you have to die when you're 70. Make your own choice about the thing. But I said, it was whatever you want to do. I'll pray with you. I'll believe God with you. He said, I'll pray about it. He called me back. He said, Kenneth, I like to let the devil talk me out of living. Well, that's, and then I realized then why the Lord called on me to minister to him. One of the things I noticed was how hard it was for me to talk to him about it. Folks, we need to be talking about these things. Not in a negative sense. Amen. We need to be visiting with one another about this. You and I are old enough to have some sense. We can talk about these things and do it in a right frame of mind, because we're not neither one of us afraid of dying. We're old enough to think right about that. It ain't something that's no big secret. It's going to happen to every one of us unless the Lord comes and we get caught away out of this body while we're on the earth, which is what Gloria and I are looking forward to. But either way, one advantage we have, if we go to the grave before the rapture comes, we get to go first. We come out of there, amen, first, but we all join up and go together, see. But when do you talk about these things? I ain't ready to die yet. I'm busy.
Yes, amen.
I'm not ready to die yet. Well, that's what my dad said. He said, Kenneth, the devil like talked me out of living. I said, well, what's your decision? And I told him, I said, now, Dad, I need your wisdom. I need you here. But I'm not going to be selfish with you if you want to go on home while you can. He said, no, I'm not ready to go yet. Now, he just turned 70. Let me tell you how he did go. At 96, I knew he was bumping right up against it. And I was talking to Terry. I'd called her, and we were... I was out there in a meeting, and boy, my mom and daddy, neither one. I mean, I don't care what was going on. You don't quit a meeting and come tend to us, particularly my mother. My mama spanked me, and I was 50 years old. She thought I could come home out of a meeting on account of her. Dear Lord. But, Terry, stand up, Terry. People are going to see how pretty you are. And now Terry's the oldest, and she was going over there and spending time with him. Boy, back in those days, Gloria and I on the road night and day. And I'm headed back home. We got back in, and I just missed him. Terry went over there. He got to where Dad never was one to oversleep. He'd get up in the morning. And you get raised on a farm, you get like that. Now, I wasn't raised on a farm, and I wasn't like that. Much to my dad's chagrin. He did not like that a bit. I mean, the sun's up. Why are you still laying there? We're wasting daylight, boy. What are you doing? I got in, I called Terry. He got to where he was just sleeping a little longer. You could wake him up. Yeah, he'd wake up and come around. But on this day, how many times did you wake him up that day?
He got real quiet. He got where he wasn't talking much at all. For quite a while there, he wouldn't say anything. He was in a retirement home. And the nurse, one of the nurses told me this later, that he spoke up to her. And he said, "I want to go home." Well, he hadn't said much like that for quite a long time. And she said, "Well, you are home, Mr. Copeland." He said, "No, I'm tired of living. I want to go home." Right. And so he did.
I'd never heard him say.
Yeah, no, he did. No, he did. And I used to ask him. I said, "Granddad, are you?" I'd talk to him about heaven, and you know, thought maybe he'd be ready to go, but he didn't seem to want to. And even though he was quite content, and he didn't seem to want to go. But that let me know that he had all that time that we thought, well, maybe he's ready to go, but he wasn't. And he told her, he said, "I'm tired of living. I want to go home." And that's all he had to say. And so I went to see him. I think it was either that afternoon or the next day. And when they put him in bed, he just started sleeping. And so I went over to see him, and I was real put out with him because I thought we were going to be there for a while because things were starting to shut down. You know, it's like going through the house, turning the lights on. Things were off. I mean, things were shutting down. I'm going to go home and change clothes and stay there with him. And he left before I could get back. But he just, within hours of saying that, made up his mind. He went home.
And he just slept a little more and slept a little more and slept a little more and
out of here.
Left.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
That's what the Jews call God's kiss.
The divine kiss.
The divine kiss. Yeah. 903 ways to die, and 902 of them are under the curse.
What they say is death by divine kiss. Death by divine kiss.
So, my dad did what we'd prayed about 26 years before. He believed God, lived 26 more years, and when he got satisfied, he got tired of this, it's time to go on, he made his declaration, "I want to go home." Well, God heard it. Oh, my. Oh, my.
Now, listen to this. "Because he has set his love upon me," talking about his people, "therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name." See, this is the people. This is those that are going by divine. You know, God knows them. He knows them. They've trusted him. They know his name. "He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation."
Praise
that's Psalm
God.
91. Now that's where we are. We have that. We can have that. With long life.
What was
Lord
it Brother Hagin used to say? He'd say, "Now let me tell you one thing. If they call you and tell you I went home to be with the Lord, you rest assured I was satisfied."
That's right.
He said, "I ain't leaving till I'm satisfied."
He did. Praise that. God. He got up one morning, ate a big breakfast, and left.
In fact, he was sitting at a friend of ours table. He'd stayed on. They came over. She came over there and fixed breakfast for him. And he was sitting there at the table. And he said, "I want some more of those strawberries."
Yeah.
And she came over there. I think he preached just a night or two before or something. He said, "I want some more of those strawberries." Took me a while to put this together. She came over there. She said, "Brother Hagin, you've eaten however many bowls of them strawberries it was." He said, "I want some more strawberries." "All right." She came in there, and it was funny how he would He would just put up with anything out of her. Jerry could just say anything she wanted to say to him. She said, I can just see her. You've already had three bowls of them strawberries. Mm-hmm. And he'd say, Jerry, I want some more strawberries. Well, all right, here. And she'd kid him around like her. And he ate those strawberries and just went.
Wanted a strawberry before he left.
Yeah, he's satisfied. He got his strawberries and he left.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Now, Mogi Deli Hepti Gemma Anshge Kaba Palatara Dehino Uncle. Oh, thank you, Lord. Forgive me for letting that slip. The Lord just reminded me of this. When Evelyn Roberts left, her body didn't quit. They thought she got up, she used one of those, it's one of those walkers where you could walk with the thing, but if you got a little bit tired, you could swing it around, sit down on it, rest a little bit, and then get up, swing it around here in front, walk on the thing. Had brakes on the top of it, you could steer this thing around. Well, she got out of the car, and she had an appointment somewhere. She got out of the car, and somehow or another, she got tangled up in that thing and fell and hit her head on the curb. Well, I didn't like the sound of that. And so I went before the Lord and prayed about it in the Spirit for several days. Well, she left. And the Lord spoke to Brother Roberts and said, but her body didn't quit. Her heart didn't quit. It just kept on working. And so the Lord came to Brother Roberts and said, she's been gone now, and told him how long. You need to go down there and stop her body. Now, we're talking about something medical science don't know squat about. Because they're used to the body being so destroyed that, you know, they work at it from a totally different perspective. So, he prayed about it then in the Spirit for several hours. And then he went down there and walked in the room and went over there. Now, listen to me. This is part of the healing ministry. This is what he talked about on the platform there. It's at Memorial, sir. The anointing of God that kept her healthy, strong, all the days of her life. That body had to be turned off. Now, where did you ever get such a thing? Would you really like to know? Do you remember when these guys went out to bury a man that had died, and they took him to the grave, and there's some enemy soldiers coming over the hill, and they didn't take time to bury him. They just throwed him in that area of tombs, and he landed on the prophet's bones. And there was so much anointing in that old prophet's bones, his body had already decayed. There wasn't anything in there but Elisha's bones. Elisha been gone for a long time. And that dead body hit those bones, and the power of God raised that young man from the dead. So Evelyn Roberts' body was saturated with it. Well, I just continued to pray about it, and the Spirit and the Word of the Lord came to him. This is what he was reminding me of. The Word of the Lord came to me, and he said, she left while she was trying to sit down in that walker stroller. And he said her body just fell over. They didn't think she was dead. When your spirit's gone, you are D-E-A-D dead. You understand that? The spirit, you're not, but your body doesn't have anything to keep it alive. But it was still working. Her heart was still working, but she wasn't breathing, but her heart was still going. What was happening?
the anointing and the life of God in there was still sustaining it, and it would have eventually run down, and that body would have used up all that was in it. But he sent Brother Roberts down there and said, "No, put your hand on there and shut it off."
Right.
And he did. They took, now Brother Hagin was supposed to die at 15 years old. And the power of God revived his heart and healed it and healed his blood, and he lived on,
never been well.
No. He lived on Mark 11, 23 and 24 and 25 all of his life. That's what got him off of the bed fast
mm-hmm.
and off the deathbed. He should have died within a few days there. Well, that sustained him. Now, his head just fell over after he ate his strawberries. Boom. And he's gone. Well, they came out there. Oh, they got stirred around there, you know. And the paramedics came out and they started doing CPR and all that. Well, they revived his heart, but they couldn't revive him.
You know, it says, "With long life will I satisfy you." It was just those last few strawberries.
Yeah, those strawberries.
It just took those last few strawberries, and he was satisfied.
He was gone.
Glory,
he was satisfied. But then the CPR guys hit that heart full of Mark 11, 23 and 24. It started up again, but Brother Hagin wasn't there. So they took the thing to the hospital, put it up there in the bed. It wouldn't shut down. They couldn't figure out whether he was alive or dead or what. His heart's working fine. Why don't he get up? He ain't there.
You know.
And so Ken Jr. and the prayer group there at Rhema had to go down there to that hospital room. Boy, they didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to do it. That man, well, of course, they wanted him to stay and continue the ministry. But finally the Lord said, "No, he's not there. Now turn his body off." This is written all in the Word of God. This is revelation that's never been preached. It's sustaining his body. It would have eventually run out because the spirit man is not in there to replenish that with spiritual life. But it was still just a beating. That healed heart was just still, with the word Mark 11, 23, still just pumping that thing. It's just a working and a working and a working and a working. And they had to go down there and gather around it and lay hands on that empty body and shut that Mark 11, 23 heart off.
Well,
you don't want to
keeping that heart going for.
Yeah, and you don't want to bury it with it still pumping.
No, they'll hardly do
that's
that.
That's a bit strange.
That's right.
But all of us are learning. We're having these truths restored to us, and we're learning what's going on in there. We're finding out how the system works, and we can flow with God the way He created this thing. You get on Mark 11, 23, it'll jack your heart up. It'll build new heart valves. And man, good friend of ours that they opened him up to do open heart surgery. Bypass surgery on him, and he had a bad vein around there on the back of his heart. And they go in there and said, "Don't worry about that one." Said, "Yeah, you really don't have any problems. Says you grew a new vein around there on the backside of your heart." Well, that had he known, he never would have gotten into this open heart. I mean, this bypass surgery. But he didn't know how. He began to learn that after he came with us, we're finding out, folks.
Amen.
We're learning how God created it. And it ain't nothing like what religion painted for us.
Glory.
Eat your strawberries before you leave.
Don't go till you're satisfied.
Don't go till you finish your breakfast.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Amen.
Hey,
there's something in that. We're going to have to preach a message. Don't leave till you eat your strawberries. Praise God.
Praise God.
Glory.
Amen. Glory. I'm going to read a couple of scriptures here, and we're going to believe God for healing. You know, healing is in the Bible. This Psalm 103 says, "Bless the Lord, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits." Now, that's what we've been talking about today. These are benefits.
These are benefits
to the
believer.
A lot of people don't know these benefits, so they don't walk in them, but we know. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities." This is a benefit. "Who healeth all thy diseases." So that settles the issue. "Who redeems your life from destruction. Who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies. Who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Glory to
God.
Glory
to God.
That's what we're acting on today. Mm. We're acting on that. We have benefits. We've been given benefits. And then the next scripture, the last scripture is Isaiah 53. It says, "He was wounded," 53:4. "Surely," say surely.
Surely.
This is surely the truth. "Surely," the prophet says, "He has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripes we are healed." Now the Amplified says, "Surely He has borne our griefs, sicknesses, weaknesses, and distresses." This is a sure fact. It's already been done. "And carried our disease, our sorrows and pains. Yet we ignorantly considered Him stricken, smitten, and afflicted by God. But He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our guilt and iniquity. The chastisement of our peace and well-being for us was upon Him. And with the stripes that wounded Him, we are healed and made whole."
Hallelujah.
So when Jesus bore our sins, He bore our sicknesses and carried our diseases. We don't have to live under sin. If you're here today and you've never made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, it's been taken care of. All you do is receive Jesus as Lord. If you're here today and you've got sickness, disease, malfunctions in your body, it's already been taken care of. All you have to do is receive what He has done for you, that He Himself bore your sicknesses and carried your diseases. And by His stripes, you were healed. So you are healed. If you were healed, you are healed. Now we're going to pray and believe God for healing. Miracles in this place. Amen. Restoration. Wholeness. And also I'm going to lead you in the prayer to make Jesus the Lord of your life. If you've never done that, that would be the most important thing. That's more important than being healed, because that gets your spirit healed and made whole. So let's stand and let's receive this word. Can you lead us in prayer on these matters? And we're gonna. Now, I mean, we're not just repeating here. We're laying hold here. We're laying hold of our healing, our deliverance. If you're making Jesus Lord of your life, you're laying hold of your salvation. All you have to do is receive Him to be born again. All you have to do to be healed is to receive Him and what He did for you on the cross.
Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus, we approach You, all of us together. We come before You in faith, in praise and thanksgiving for the blood of Jesus on that cross. He bore, He endured all of it, all of the curse, all of the sin, all of the sickness, all of the disease, all the weakness, all the pain, all the poverty, all of it.
He endured it all of our griefs and carried our sorrows. And this is to our benefit. You said in your 103rd Psalm, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all your benefits." Father, we come from before the throne of God today, standing on Isaiah 53, and we come before your throne as a body of people to appropriate our benefits. We have them. They are already laid up for us. They're our benefits. And we refuse to forget them. We will not let them go. We stand firmly on your word. Jesus did not die in vain and shed his blood and bear the stripes on his body for my healing, for our healing in vain. We receive it this morning in Jesus' name.
Yes, we receive our healing. Glory to God.
We receive our salvation this morning from sin, sickness, disease, weakness, pain, and poverty.
Yes, 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 yes.
We have faith in God. And we say unto this mountain of sickness and disease and curse, be thou removed.
Be thou removed.
Be thou cast into the sea.
Be thou cast into the sea.
Sin.
Sin.
Sickness.
Sickness.
Weakness.
Weakness.
Pain.
Pain.
Grief.
Grief.
Sorrow.
Sorrow.
Poverty.
Poverty.
Be thou removed.
Be thou removed.
Be thou cast into the sea.
Be thou cast into the sea.
I refuse to doubt in my heart.
I refuse to doubt in my heart.
But I believe that those things I just said come to pass.
But I believe that those things I just said.
So I shall have.
So I shall have.
Everything I just said.
Everything I just said.
And I'll have it now.
And I'll have it now.
I receive it now.
I receive it now.
Jesus said.
Jesus said.
Therefore I say unto you.
Therefore I say unto you.
What things soever you desire.
What things soever you desire.
When you pray.
When you pray.
Believe you receive.
Believe.
And you shall have.
And you shall have.
Jesus.
Jesus.
You said that.
You said that.
We desire today.
We desire today.
Total and complete deliverance.
Total and complete deliverance.
Manifestation of healing miracles.
Manifestation of healing miracles.
To remove.
To remove.
Completely.
Completely.
Every sickness.
Every sickness.
Every disease.
Every disease.
Every weakness.
Every weakness.
Every pain.
Every pain.
Every grief.
Every grief.
Every sorrow.
Every sorrow.
Every debt.
Every debt.
All lack.
All lack.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Now.
Now.
Every person in this place delivered now, Lord Jesus. That's our desire.
Now, now, now,
now. Now, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Confirm it again.
I desire
for everybody in this room. Now, we're going to say that again. I want you to get out of yourself. Get out of your own needs. Get out of there. Get out of there. Get out of there. Get your faith working on everybody else. It's easier to believe for them than it is to believe for yourself. But you're... No, no, no. No, no, no. That doesn't leave you out because everybody in the room believing for you.
Thank you.
Now, say it again. I desire.
I desire.
Everybody in this room.
To be completely,
totally,
delivered
by manifestation
of healing miracles.
of grief,
sorrow,
pain,
weakness,
sickness,
disease,
poverty,
debt,
lack,
and all other plans of the devil.
I receive it.
It's mine.
I'm standing here
praying.
It's mine now.
I receive it now.
Now, Jesus, Lord Jesus, say this, Lord Jesus,
you said,
when I stand praying, forgive.
If you have
ought
against any,
that your Father also in heaven may forgive you your trespasses.
I obey.
I'm standing.
I'm praying.
I believe I receive when I pray.
I have spoken to the mountain.
I have declared my desire. And now,
as an act of obedience,
before my Heavenly Father,
before all the angels in this room,
and before all the demons of hell,
I forgive.
I hold no thing against any human being on this planet.
That is my will.
It is as strong as my will to be well.
I rebuke you, unforgiveness.
You leave me.
You leave my spirit.
My soul.
My body.
And all of my house.
I am a forgiver.
I am not a condemner.
I forgive.
I forgive.
I forgive.
So they are forgiven.
And
Jesus, you said it.
Jesus, you said it.
My heavenly Father.
Also, which is in heaven.
Will forgive me my trespasses.
I am forgiven.
Now, as a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, ordained and separated into the office of the prophet, in the name of Jesus, whose I am and whom I serve, I command you to receive your deliverance. I command you to be made whole. I command you to rise up in the things of God. I command you to receive from heaven in Jesus' name. I declare you healed and well and free.
Yes, glory to God. We're healed. We're well. We're free. Bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're healed. We're free. We're blessed.
Satan, I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
I rebuke you. You
yes.
get on your face in our presence. You get under our feet in Jesus' name. You bow your knee and then you immediately get up and get out of our presence. You have no part or lot in this room. Nobody here belongs to you. And by the eternal God, get.
In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
I'm healed. I'm free. I'm delivered. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Now begin to do what you couldn't.
If you couldn't get up in Jesus' name. Act on it. Receive it. Go for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The healing anointing is there. It's in you. It's on you. Do what you couldn't do before. Thank you, Lord. Begin to thank Him for it. Do what you couldn't do. Glory to God. If you couldn't run, run. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. If you couldn't do this, drop your arm, do it. Move. Begin to move what you couldn't do before. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The pain's gone. The paralysis is gone. The cancer's gone. The arthritis is gone. Every sickness, every disease, God off your body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I've received it. I'm healed. I'm made whole. In Jesus' name. Ora nisiklete. Praise God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. If you couldn't walk, walk. If you couldn't run, run. If you couldn't bend over, bend over. In the name of Jesus. Bless the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mighty God.
Oh,
hallelujah. Now, keep that moving. Keep yourself moving. Keep your face stirred. Glory to God. Check yourself out. Bend over. Bend over. Do what you couldn't do before.
Somebody, I just saw this in the Spirit. Somebody's heart. You know, back there in what my children call the olden days, when, like Gloria said, any car's a good car if it'll run. And even before that, I remember I took a trip one night back in the 50s. I was just a young guy and driving whatever I had. I had 4 blowouts before I could get home. And I was stopping.
I bet you didn't say praise the Lord either.
Oh, no, that's the reason I kept having blowouts. I wouldn't have had but one if I hadn't have damned all 3 other tires. But, and I roll along till I get to a tire store and go in there and buy cast off tires for $10-$12 and put it on there. And they'd get these big old balloon looking things growing out the side of them. No, they were not steel belted radios. There wasn't any such thing back then. And you'd get a soft spot in that tire, and the tube would come out that hole. And you'd be driving down the road and look like somebody stuck a balloon on the side, and that's what they call them. Well, man, you better pray that thing don't pop. I saw that on the side of somebody's heart.
Side of somebody's heart.
It bloomed out there. The veins trying to. Now, I'm no doctor. I just know what I saw. I don't know what to call that, except evil. That's not from God. No. In the name of Jesus, I command that artery to be strengthened.
Thank you, Father.
You go back into your place. You go back where you belong. In Jesus' name, I speak the anointing of God. Now you confess this morning the very same scriptures, the very same way that Brother Hagin confessed over his heart. I'm telling you, his heart it was deformed. He was premature baby. He weighed less than 2 pounds when he was born. And his heart never did get a chance to mature. And you have to understand, we just went through the same scripture. He's the one that taught Glory and me how to do that. Now, you just went through it. Just stay on it. Praise God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you weak, ballooned out artery, be removed and be cast into the sea. And be strong. Be strong in the Lord. Be strong in the power of His might. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I just saw kidney stones dissolve.
Glory to God. Every kidney.
I just saw it in the spirit. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just gone. Dissolve. It's just gone away in Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Praise you, Jesus.
Somebody couldn't make a fist. You couldn't close your fingers. Couldn't close your hand. Arthritis, you've been rebuked and cast into the sea. Hallelujah. So just start working your hand. Praise the Lord. Start moving it in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
I rebuke the spirit of aging, the lying demon that's been telling you that you're getting old and nobody cares and nobody needs you anymore and that you might as well go on and die. You're just wasting air on this earth. No, bless God, you're not. You're not telling that. Dear soul, you are not telling that person that anymore. I break your power. I told you a while ago in the name of... Yeah, you hung around too long, demon. You ain't coming back now.
No.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise
now he's turned loose of your mind. Now you're going to have to refill it with the Word of God. And the renewing of your youth, the renewing of your mind to God's way of thinking. Amen. God's a whole lot older than you are. And he don't think old. Amen. No, he does not. And you're in his image, and you're not supposed to be thinking old either. Glory, 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 glory,
glory.
Hallelujah. 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 I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We receive. Hallelujah. We receive, Lord. We receive in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say something. Say what you believe you receive. Say it out loud. I receive my healing. I receive whatever deliverance you need today. Say it. Say it. Make your stake in the ground. I receive it. The power of God is present to heal, to change, to fix. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We receive. We receive. We receive. We receive in Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. You got anything else? Glory to God. Huh? Okay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Someone was just healed of asthma, bronchial asthma, lung problems, tuberculosis, a failed lung. Take a deep breath. Breathe all the way down into your stomach. I'll just pull air down as deep as you can get it. And just hold it there for a second. Hold it there for a second. Hold it there for a second. Now release it and say, I'm healed. Praise God.
Praise God.
I'm healed and well. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Jesus. Now remember something that Brother Keith Moore told us in here the other afternoon. And this is difficult in some cases because this is we're not used to thinking like this. Stop trying so hard to receive. Once you've said, I receive it. It's mine. It's very easy to move, just kind of slide over into that area where you, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it, I receive it. Jesus said, you're not going to get anything for your much saying. You get it when you say it by faith and leave it there. Amen. Amen. Captain, are you used to, sir, giving a command and having to give it over and over and over and over and over and over? No, sir. You say it and expect somebody to go on and do what you said. That's called command authority, isn't it, sir?
Praise God.
Yes, sir. Well, do you expect Jesus intended for you just to say it and 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 say it? No, he intended for you to do exactly what he said do. Say it and believe it in your heart. In other words, I said it. Bless God, far as I'm God's concerned, that mountain's gone, and I'm not even going to turn around there and look at the thing. I said it. It's going down the chain of command. When I spoke it in the name of Jesus, every angel on this earth heard it. Every devil in hell heard it, and they will obey. And so did the disease. The Bible said the leper came to Jesus and said, I know you can if you will make me whole, cleanse me, heal me. Jesus said, one translation said, why, certainly I will. And then he did what? He spoke, laid hands on him, and what happened? The Bible said the leprosy departed.
Yes, yes, yes.
It got up and left. Why? The commander-in-chief told it to go. You remember the centurion? Actually, he said, I am a man under authority, and I have authority. If you study Roman military just a little bit, this guy was a field grade officer. He was a full colonel or above. And he said to Jesus, you don't need to come to my house. And I can just see him. He wasn't standing there like this either. Sir, you do not need to come to my house. I am a man under authority. I tell people to go, and they do. I tell them to do this, and they do it. Speak the word only, sir, and my servant will be healed.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus said, the word said he marveled at his faith. And he said, I've not found this kind of faith in all of Israel. What was his faith? He needed no evidence other than his orders. The written word. The commander to speak it. He said it. And in this man's heart, he knew if Jesus said that disease has got to go. Because it can't argue with him. He is Lord. But now he's not just Lord. He's Lord over that sickness. He's high priest over the healing.
Right.
He's commanded the disease to go, but he is your Melchizedek that ministers divine health to your body. It's not over with when the disease leaves. Your body needs to be made whole. You need to get back all the money you spent on the lousy thing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Father, we thank you for every healing we've received. We thank you for it. We praise you for it. We bless you. We honor you. We give you all the glory. All day long today, you just be thanking the Lord for what he's done for you. Now, though some of you, many of you, I believe most of you have already experienced that you can tell a difference in your body. But we'd like to give you an opportunity to testify to the fact that it's already done. If you can tell it's already done, you want to testify and give God glory. Where are you going? To both sides? Just go to both sides, and we're going to take a little while to hear what's done, has been done. It's already, the change has already come in you, and you want to tell about it. You come and go to the right, both sides, right and left, and we want to hear it. We want, Jesus had the woman with issue of blood testify. what God had done for her. So the rest of you may be seated. We're going to take just a little while here, not too long. You can leave if you want to. We don't mind you leaving. And we're going to have testimonies of what God has done in here today. Tracy's got some. While you're getting in line, Tracy Harris, pastor of, what is your church name? Texarkana.
It's a family word. It's Harvest International.
Harvest International Ministries in Texarkana, Arkansas. Yeah, all right.
Yeah. We got the
Tracy
Arkansas.
Tracy always comes to help me in healing school. He's been such a blessing. And he's got a few things here to while you're lining up, that written testimonies that have come in.
This is wonderful. Sister Gloria, that was phenomenal this morning. Just a tremendous, tremendous anointing here. In fact, Brother Copeland was talking about the heart. And one of the testimonies here was a dear woman from Arkansas. It says, in one of Gloria's healing sessions, you said, be healed from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Be healed in Jesus' name. Here's what she said. She said, start doing things you couldn't do, what you told the people to do today. Start moving around, bending over, keep praising God. Here's what she said. I had some clogged arteries, already had a 4-inch stent placed in one of her arteries 2 years before. Blockage in the main artery in the back of her heart. But she prayed for her arteries to be free of any blockage. Thank God for the healing. Praised Him and thanked Him in that meeting, of course. A month later, she went to the doctor just for the routine test. What she found out was her answer was no to all the questions. And a week later, the doctor called and told her the test came out perfect. She said, I told you God healed me. And she's still thanking and praising God for that. Glory to God. So that means in that meeting, all the blockage left those arteries that was already there. And I don't know what happened to the stent. But she said, since I have become partners with KCM, began tithing the right way, and she said, my life is total bliss. Glory to God. Isn't that exciting? Hallelujah. Yeah, there's tremendous testimonies here today. And, you know, as Brother Copeland was under the anointing, the word of the Lord came to me so clearly. There's resurrection power in this service. I saw it so clearly when he started talking about the new veins growing. Here's what I saw. There's an anointing on this ministry and through him where that degenerative bone was recreated. Life came back into dead bone. I saw osteoporosis, soft bones, deteriorating bones. In other words, bones that had died, joints that had died, ligaments, cartilage that had died, coming back to life in this meeting. I saw damaged hearts where there was dead heart tissue coming back to life in these meetings. I saw like organs, like a pancreas that could no longer function and produce insulin coming back to life in this meeting. Diabetes leaving, insulin going. I saw livers being healed, kidneys being healed. I believe there's a resurrection power that the word produces life. It's life. This is what the Lord said to me. Your word today is life to all our flesh. Life to all our flesh. We believe it with all our heart today in Jesus' name. I'm sure there's some testimonies ready already. Glory to God. Where do you want to start on this side?
From the young people.
Glory to God. Hey, Sister Kelly, glory.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Get them ready to come up when they get through.
Well, Mom, we've already had healing school and Super Kid Academy. And your granddaughter preacher over here, Jenny, did healing school.
Today. Good, Jenny.
And then our team laid hands on the kids, and we had testimonies. So we just brought a few, but we had lots of kids healed over there this morning.
That's great.
Oh, it was a powerful morning, wasn't it? God is so good. This is Emily. She's 7 years old, and she had a back rash, and she said it is completely healed. Yay. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right, this is Michelle. She's 12 years old. She had blurry vision, and she came in wearing glasses. And now she said she can see things that she could not see before.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, this morning when I laid hands on her, she told me she wanted her eyes healed. So we took her glasses off, and I told her to pick out something that, you know, before I ever prayed, pick out something that you want to be able to see, and she did. And so when I prayed for her, she looked, and she said it was better. And I said, well, okay. And I prayed again, and she said, it's better. So I said, I want you to stand here and thank the Lord for what He's already done, and it's going to be completed. And so I said, if I gave you $50, and I said, now in 5 minutes I'm going to give you 50 more, you wouldn't wait. I said, what would you do? I said, would you wait to thank me? She said, no, I'd thank you after you gave me the first 50. And so I just think that's important, because sometimes, you know, you get prayed for and it's a little better, and you go, the devil says, well, you didn't get it all.
Yeah.
But hey, we can be thankful for what he's doing, the wonderful things.
Amen.
So she stood there and she just thanked the Lord and tears were running down her eyes. And Mom, it wasn't, I came back to her after praying for a few more kids. She's like, I can see. And it totally restored. Isn't that awesome? But she got a thankful heart even after a little bit.
Praise God.
Isn't that good?
So good. This is Aaron. He's 9 years old. And he had pain in his kneecaps. But now he can bend them and jump up and down. Why don't you do that for us? Jump up and down. Woo! Okay.
Glory to God.
Did that hurt before?
A little bit.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt anymore. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Oh, yeah, she is excited. This is Julia, and she's 9 years old. And she said that people would make fun of her for wearing glasses. But her eyes now are healed. And what did you say back there? What did you say about getting your healing?
I said that I could see my family from here, from over there.
Is that your family over here?
It's my
Look
dad,
over here
and
see
mom.
Her family from over there. She can see them.
She got so excited. I said she could see her family from over there. Isn't that good?
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for healing the precious children.
So good. We had so many healings at Healing School and Super Kids.
I know you did a fine job, Jenny.
Thank you.
Jesus anointed you. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lynn and Kathy.
Gloria, this is Griselda from here in Riverside area, and she has had for 5 years extreme neuralgia, terribly painful on the left side of her face and the right side. And tell what happened during the prayer this morning.
I have been having an episode of pain for maybe a year now. And right this morning when I woke up, I got a sharp pain all in my face and the right side of my jaw. So I came to the service, and through the service, I had a lot of pain. But then, you know, the enemy was just trying to keep me down with the pain. But then through the faith scriptures, I said, you know what? Thank God you show up this morning, because you're going to be gone forever. By the end of the service, through the prayer, the pain is gone completely. I have no pain.
Glory to God!
Praise the Lord! And this pain is so excruciated. I mean, it keeps me, I can't even eat sometimes because it's very painful.
You're healed.
But it's gone in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Good job.
Thank Hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Good job, Jesus.
Gloria, this is Dorothy from Oregon. She got healed in the meeting a while ago when they were speaking the word of knowledge out. She couldn't make a fist, and now she makes a fist. Move it. Hallelujah. So that's a blessing. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hey, Billy.
Pastor Billy. Sister Gloria, this is Bobby Farmer from Seal Beach. And in January, she was injured. And I'll let her tell you what happened today.
Well, I've been under doctor's care and giving glory to God. When Brother Ken said someone had arthritis and couldn't make a fist, that was me. And so I can make one now.
Yeah,
so glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory, this is Ryan from San Fernando Valley. He's 23. He's been coming to our meeting since he was 4. And Ryan, you tell her.
I went to the doctor and they told me I had a 4-centimeter kidney stone where pieces of it were passing at a time. And when he said that he saw some kidney stones dissolving in the spirit, I knew it was me. This morning I drank a Pepsi, and whenever I drink soda, it would hurt before. And I was getting pain this morning, all of my left side and all of my stomach. But when he said that, I felt a warmth in my stomach and just a tingle through my entire body. And I knew it was me. I knew it was the Lord.
God
healed me today.
Give me some God.
Amen.
Good.
Shelby.
Sister Gloria, this is Linda from Fallbrook, California. And she said since January, the veins in her arms were just bulging and very painful. She's gone to the doctor. And in this healing session this morning, before that final prayer was done, she could feel her veins going down. And now it's visible that no longer. So she believes she was
Praise
healed this
God.
Morning.
Praise Thank you,
God.
Lord, that
Praise
she's healed.
God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Awesome. This is Carl Peter, and he's all the way from Holland.
And he couldn't. Lee on his wrist this morning. I'm going to let you tell. Go ahead.
I developed a pain in, or this pain developed in my arm, my wrist. And this morning at the pool, I was sitting at the pool and I tried to lean on it, which I do more often, and the pain was like really sore. And so I figured, well, I'm just going to receive that this morning. And started putting pressure on it instead of taking the pressure off this morning while I was in the meeting. And it's completely healed. No more pain. It's
Praise
gone.
So, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord,
for healing. Good job.
Hallelujah.
Sister Gloria, this is Katie, and she's 15 now. But since she was 7, she had very constricting asthma. And this morning, right before, seconds before Brother Copeland said someone just got healed of asthma, she had just been able to take the first deep breath without pain today.
Well,
she's excited about asthma.
Come on.
Praise God. Isn't that wonderful?
Sister Gloria, this is Jill, and she's from Orange, California. And for a year and a half now, she had a work injury. Wasn't able to sleep on her shoulder or move her shoulder, and she can move it today.
Yes,
move it.
Which one?
I had a work injury, and work comp denied my claim. So I've been partners with you for over 10 years, and I had to stand on the word, the healing word of God. And I have not been able to stretch my arm like this or do any of these things. And we serve a miracle-working
yes, we
God.
Do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Miracle-working God.
Kathy. This is Gloria from Los Angeles, and she was here last night, and then she took the train to get here this morning. She got here 15 minutes before, 15 minutes ago, right? And she's had horrible, horrible back pain. She has 5 appointments next week to see about it and tell what happened.
I can touch the floor without bending my knees. I couldn't even bend halfway down, and I can touch the floor, but my knees are not bent.
Oh, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a blessing.
After Jesus, I'm sweating.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord, for miracles. Praise.
Gloria, this is Maxanne from Long Beach, and she was healed while they were giving the word of knowledge concerning the wrist. She couldn't move her wrist. She had a real bad pain for 6 months, a tendonitis on there. She could not move it. She can move it now. Completely,
praise the Lord.
Completely healed
Thank
of it.
You, Lord.
Praise the Lord. So that's a blessing.
Wonderful. Hallelujah. Isn't that great? God is so good.
Sister Gloria, this is Chima from Chicago, Illinois. And for months, he's been having problems in his heart, he thinks. So tell her.
I believe that when Brother Kenneth was telling about the person with the heart, that he was talking about me. And I know if I came up here, I'd be able to receive it, because we overcome by the words of our testimony. Yes. So I believe that if I come up here, I'll receive it, and I'll never have to think about it again, and it'll be gone. It felt like a weight just lifted off of me. And so I'm just here thanking God and just praising Him.
I agree with you. You'll never have it again in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for these good testimonies.
Shelby, who do you have here that's all smiles?
Sister Gloria, this is Patty from Oceanside. And she said this morning, right as we were praying and receiving the healing and calling out your healing, she was calling out her healing and receiving her healing from her eyesight. She was not able to see clearly. She couldn't see name tags, read names, and so she took off her glasses and said, I received my healing, and she said, her vision is clear.
Praise Amen. The Lord! Good! Thank you, Lord! Hey, I have her.
We have. This is Christina. She works for KCM, and she works with Kelly Copeland Swisher, and she has a testimony.
Okay.
For several years, I've been saying and believing for healing in my hearing. Some things that doctors had prescribed for me damaged some of my hearing. And I got a word this week that I just stood on and just knew in my spirit that it was true and that I had received my healing. Well, this morning I was getting ready, and several times people have had to repeat what they say, and I can't hear them. I was getting ready this morning, and I could hear people talking in the hallways, and I heard a door shut, and I heard somebody knocking on the door. I thought they were knocking on my door. And I looked outside, and it was like two rooms down.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for healing her. What a blessing. Thank you so much.
Faith cometh by hearing. Amen.
Gloria, this is Deborah from Lancaster, and she's had a lot of joint problems with her hands. She's not been able to make a fist. Tell us what happened, Deborah.
Yes, when Brother Copeland was telling us to, you know, do whatever we couldn't do, I was already doing this, and as he was saying it, he was doing it. And I noticed that all the pain was gone. It used to be so painful to make a fist or even grip something. And so all the pain is gone.
Praise God.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless
See,
the Lord.
See, it's important to make a fist so you can poke the devil right in the snout, man. You know.
Right. Thank you, Lord.
You can't do it like this. You got to do it like that. Amen. What is going on here?
Brother Len, this is Tina, and she's right here from Long Beach. This is her first convention, and she says that she has received healing in her knees. The doctors had told her she had to have both knees replaced. Uh-huh. And can you bend down? She said she's been going up and down the stairs.
And I want to be able to run with my kids. I want to be able to do. And it's just been worse since they did the other surgery. And it's like, I just said I wanted to come and be able to run up the steps. And I was over there running.
Praise God.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's some steps. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Look
Go say
that.
Hi to Miss Glory. Amen.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's great.
Glory to God. The Lord is good.
Order to the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.
Receive it.
Gloria, this is Sue from Arizona, and she believes that she was healed this past Thursday, from an injury that she had. I'm going to let her share just a brief statement.
Hi, Gloria. I injured my shoulder years ago. I'm a nurse, so I had to deal kind of with the mind game thing too. And Thursday, I could move it, but every time I moved it, it hurt. And going this way, sometimes I couldn't carry my purse. But Thursday, the anointing was so strong, enjoying the Lord. And I was like, I don't really hurt, do I? And so I kind of moved it. And then this morning, I'm just like, you know, I always go to healing school. I'm never going to miss healing school. And, you know, I'm just like, you know, I kind of just tried to move it every which way it can go. And, you know, it's just like, there's nothing, no pain, no nothing, no stretching. So
Praise God. It just wasn't there anymore.
Pastor Billy Rash from Bakersfield, California. What is going on here?
Sister Gloria, this is Carmen from Menifee, California. And 3 or 4 months ago, she had a heart attack. And like Brother Copeland was saying, and you've been teaching, she said, I refuse to die.
I refuse to die because when Jesus was on the cross, He knew exactly when to die and where to die. And I said, this is not my time. When I go healthy and wealthy. Amen.
Praise God.
And God gave her a new heart. Gave her a new heart today in this meeting.
I believe the Lord gave me a new heart. And I believe He Lord spoke to me. He said, your children are free from addictions. And their marriage is healed. And that's awesome.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My lovely wife, Kathy, what is going on, honey?
Well, this is Gloria from San Francisco.
A lot of Glorias around.
Andrea, I'm sorry. Andrea, there have been so many Glorias, but she's gloriously healed, she says.
Good recovery, good recovery.
She has had a torn ligament in her left knee, and it started doing better earlier in the week. And then this morning, what happened?
This morning, it finished. The pain went away. There's no
Praise
stiffness.
God.
I can move it. I can walk. I can jump. I can run. And
great?
It started with Keith Moore earlier this week with his healing, and it's finished today. I came expecting and knowing that I would be healed,
Amen.
And I'm healed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
And Shelby, Pastor Shelby from Bakersfield, what is going on here?
Sister Gloria, this is Marianne from Seal Beach, and she said she was having a lot of pain in her colon, and she made an appointment to go to the doctor. She had an appointment today at 12:30, and as of about 2 to 5 minutes ago, she canceled that appointment because the pain is gone, and she believes she was healed this morning.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Amen! Thank you, Lord!
Probably healed during Jesse's message about that. Amen? Hallelujah! Pastor Billy? Come on up.
Sister Gloria, this is Virgil from Tacoma, Washington. And some time ago, he and his daughter were hit head-on in a car accident, damaged his back and everything. And I'll let him tell you the rest
okay.
of it.
Yeah, head-on collision, totaled out my truck in December. And I've had lower back pain. And I was sitting here until Keith Moore spoke. My back was really hurting, and it was hurt to sit, to stand. But he said, put your hand on your back. I put my hand on my back, and for 2 days now, I've just been...
Praise God, healed.
I'm free.
Jesus.
I'm free.
You, glory.
Hallelujah.
It's wonderful to be healed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father,
that's it?
We just,
okay.
Thank you. Is that all I'm...
Yes, ma'am.
Right now? Well, if you didn't testify here, you testify somewhere in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Father, we just receive every healing. I know you're still working and moving in people's bodies, and we thank you that every person is healed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we give you all the glory, Lord, all the glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. We praise you. Just keep receiving right now. Just keep receiving. Just don't quit. Just refuse to let go. I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. Stand on it. Keep that word. The word, the Spirit, is working in you now. And you hold fast to that. Don't quit until every symptom is gone out of your body in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lord, we just give you all the praise and all the glory.
Hallelujah.
For every healing and every
Hallelujah.
Deliverance. Tracy, come help me. We're going to lay hands on the people over here in the this section, the wheelchairs, and I think that's the last thing we're going to do today.
All right.
In Jesus' name. Tracy always comes to help me. Glory to God. Thank you. Let's just do it together, Tracy. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, we commend you to be healed, restored, whole. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Every whit
whole. In Jesus' name.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Every bit whole. Oh, this body, run. Run, body. Be whole. Walk. Be normal. In Jesus' name. Yes,
in
the
Jesus.
Desires of their hearts, Lord.
Thank
fulfill
you,
it right now. Ooh, healing, glory. Wholeness in
Blessed
the name
be
of Jesus.
The name of the Lord.
In the name of Jesus, be healed from
new
the
joy.
Top of your head to the soles.
New muscles,
of your
new
head.
Nerves.
Strength, ability Strong. To walk, to run, to
Jesus.
Bend, to do whatever
Hallelujah.
You need to do. Be whole. In the name of Jesus, we
Jesus.
Praise you, Lord. We
Glory.
Praise you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for miracle
you,
working
Lord.
Power in these bodies. Be healed in the name of
the
Lord
Jesus,
Christ. Be
Glory.
Absolutely free. Thank you, Lord. Healed. Whole in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you believing for healing from cancer?
Yes.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit of cancer, I command you to die and come out of her. Every cancer cell, you be gone and be restored and healed. In
Jesus'
name, heal, strength come into your body. Hair come back on your head. Every trace of cancer gone off your body by the power of the living God. In Jesus' name. We rebuke the spirit life in cancer, and you can't come on her in the name of Jesus.
Come out. Come on.
Thank you, Lord, that she's strengthened in her body, strengthened and made whole in Jesus' name. You're healed. She's healed. She's healed.
Totally healed. Back arthritis gone.
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Your leg
grown out. Yes.
Glory to God. This morning?
Today?
Last night and this morning.
Glory
to God. A bunion that hurts so bad on the left leg. Gone.
Gone.
Glory to God.
Amen.
That's resurrection. That's creative power. Cool.
Doggy, you're out of a job. Glory to God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you.
Praise God. And it's for you too.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Be restored. Be made whole. In Jesus'
from
name.
From the crown of your head to the soles.
Every
of
whit
your
whole.
Feet.
Thank you, Father.
Every whit.
Yes.
Whole.
Yes. We receive it and we believe it and we thank
in
you
Jesus
for
name.
It. In Jesus' name.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Lord.
Healing.
Did you need healing?
Blessed be the name
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus, thank be you, healed from the top
thank
of your
Lord.
Head to the soles
thank
of your
you,
feet.
Lord Jesus.
Every sickness,
thank
every
you,
disease
Jesus.
Gone off your body. Agility in your body.
You.
Normal in your body. In Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name. What is that?
It's from breast cancer.
Okay. In the name of Jesus.
Oops.
Yes. Our church prays. That's right. Absolutely. Shamando Kura. Take hold.
Over. Over.
Cancer, we rebuke you in Jesus' name. You spirit life and cancer, you come out of her. In Jesus'
come out in the name
be
of Jesus.
Be healed and be restored. Be restored and be normal. Arm, you go
glory
back to
God.
Be normal in
glory
you.
To God.
Cancer, you go. You can't stay there. In Jesus' name. Glory to God. Be healed. What do you need? What is it? We rebuke cerebral palsy in the name of Jesus. We rebuke cerebral disorder, seizure disorder. We command her to be healed, to be normal, to be restored in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for it. I rebuke bone cancer. I command your bones to be normal. I rebuke bone cancer off of you, and I command your bones to be normal in the name of Jesus. Cancer, I speak to the spirit of cancer. I command it to come out of you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be healed in Jesus' name. Top of your head to the soles of your feet. Take your healing now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I command her to be healed in the name of Jesus. What is wrong with her?
She was diagnosed with
I command your little body to be normal, to be healed from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Healed and whole in Jesus' name. Amen. Healed and whole. Healed and whole. Nothing new. Nothing broken. Her chromosomes are normal. I command them to be normal in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm just going to give her a testimony, but you guys ran out of time. Oh, my goodness. Amen.
Don't you quit until every simple song.
Thank you. Jesus set me free. Well, I'm so glad that my Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus, well, I'm so glad. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. I'm singing glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad that Jesus set me free.
Yeah.
I'm so glad,
oh,
that Jesus set me free.
Well,
I'm so glad that Jesus set me free.
I'm singing
glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Sickness had me bound,
but Jesus set me free.
Well, sickness had me bound,
but Jesus set me free.
Oh, sickness had me bound,
but Jesus set me free.
I'm singing
glory, hallelujah. Jesus set me free.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Do.